Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta noon with Michelle and the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speak easy for patriots. Our TGIF live studio audience is ready to kick off Omnipotent October. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's time to make your business your life, and boy, do we need it. This country better. Take action. BLC. Today's topics on episode 255, Spirit Medium. Don't tread on liberty. Social media for connecting. As opposed to what, censorship? Patriotism, hashtags, current events, and the unredacted truth, faith, chlorine dioxide, with special guests Michelle Winder and Bob Sisson, delivered by our partners at Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Today's lineups, Daniel Jackson. Jackson? you'll know why I'm tongue-tied in a little bit. Daniel Jackson. Spirit medium, communicating with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. Jason Davis, host of the Don't Tread on Liberty podcast and patriotic activist here in Anarchy, Arizona. Eric Lebo, founder of the social media platform Freeze Crowd, connecting through college and alumni connections. Is that why you went to college in the first place? Just to get the connections. I think that's the whole point of USC existing. George Lombardi, international social media strategist and patriotic advocate who started most of the 150 Facebook Trump support groups with 12 million followers before they took him down. Tammy Girl Lennon, hashtag marketing expert, how to be found on social media for free. And sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox, our two special guests at 1 p.m., Michelle Winder. She's an author, speaker, coach, founder of Rock Your Red Carpet Business Consulting, and host of Live at 5, Unredacted Truth. She's bringing you the inside scoop on current events, the Great Reset, the Great Awakening, Returning to God, the Fraudulent Election of 2020, and at 1:30 p.m., Bob Sisson was born again in 1987, and everything he does is about encouraging people to get to know God. What a novel concept, huh? In late 2018, he partnered with Bob Denny and Dr. Alan Keyes to begin IMTV, which is a digital television network whose goal is to change the entire world by making chlorine dioxide known and using it to glorify the risen and living Lord Jesus. His team also produces all of the shows on Brighteon.tv, and he has his own show there, CLO2 TV. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, there's always a lot of entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. For more information on today's guests, their websites, their very own shows, and everything you need to grow your business and enhance the quality of your life to make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. Breaking news. Number one, yesterday I guest hosted for the Dr. Alan Keyes show on Brighteon TV. My guest was Maria Zach, you know, the lady who broke the story on Italygate. Episode 209, for those of you who haven't heard it on our show. And, of course, the stolen election of 2020. Well, her latest scoop was as of September 1st, incriminating information. Like, I mean, really incriminating. She told some things to me off the record, and I was like, whoa, about all the nefarious 38 people who run our shadow government. Yes, It's all true. No conspiracies. Remember, there's no such thing as conspiracies. And apparently this information, they're called data banks. Okay. I know it's a lot. Are in the hands of a patriotic billionaire, and he's bringing it to the public. Okay. We actually did the show. I co-hosted. So there's a video. Yes, I did three videos this week. You can watch the video on our must-watch videos page at the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and, of course, it's on Brighteon.com. Hope for a Brighteon TV. Number two, New York City restaurants. Oh, this poor city. What they did, such a great town. Their businesses are down 40 to 60% due to the non-vaccine mandate. Nothing like destroying the best city in the country. Number three, Republican traitors. And the past continuing resolution. You thought it was just so that we could keep the government open? Mm-mm, had nothing to do with that. Because when they say that shut the government down, nothing happens. Like non-essential workers, keyword, non-essential. Okay, so then they go home and they can hang out. They're going to get their money when it's open again. But nothing gets shut down. Nothing bad happens. It's all a lie. So anyway, 49 of these useless elected elites in the House and Senate voted to approve $6.4 billion of your hard earn tax money for approximately 95,000 Afghans. And this is going to go for their welfare, their housing, their assistance, medical coverage, and driver's licenses. Unbelievable, huh? It's October 1st, day 564 of 15 days that slow the spread. I've had it, people. I've had it.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip up your dirty mask. Don't start wearing one again. They literally do not work. They only make you sick. And it's all about tyranny and control. That's it. You're just a target, man. People just look at you with that mask on and go, oh, God, there's another stupid one. And I'm saying that because it is. That is the truth. Another person who just wants to follow what someone told them to say. So no more mask calls. You got to demand no vaccine passports. It's literally Nazi Germany. I know I keep saying that, but it's not working. I guess it's not working, not hitting you. So just say no to the non-vaccine. It destroys your immune system, and it will kill you. That is fact. Don't take a fake COVID test. Every swab contains the most carcinogenic chemical in America, ethylene oxide, and hydrogel with nanoparticles. What does that mean? It's a nasal delivery. Instead of going in the syringe, they're putting these fibers in your bodies, which connects to your DNA and manipulates your DNA. You are technically no longer human. That's the word transhumanism. You heard that, right? That's what it's doing. They're also using the test to track you and put you into their database. Why would you need a test to tell you if you're sick? That's the stupidest thing on the planet. If you're sick and you have a little sniffle and a cold, go to the protocols for the COVID. Just pretend that's what it is because it is just a form of the flu. Again, a year later, we keep saying the same thing over and over. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Remove your kids from the indoctrination centers they call schools. You need to take action now to stand up to the Nazi regime. Get involved today. The time is now. Join local groups. Actually get involved. Become a precinct committee man. Fight your freedom because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse than it is right now. And don't be afraid of a virus that has a higher survival rate than the flu. You need to boost your immune system. Eat healthier. Add in some exercise. You got to stop acting like we the sheeple. And by the way, it's day 251 of the Joe Biden Marxist regime, which is the most successful administration in the history of America at accomplishing their agenda of destroying our country. The next 31 days are make it or break it for America. It's time to decide what you stand for. You need to speak out. You need to show up. You need to take action. You got to pick a lane, people, literally the next 30 days. And then it's gonna, I'm just telling you, I'm just telling you. Now it's time to meet the partners and everything. Whom, socially conscious firm network, because, you know, our people, they're more than just about making money. Today's topic's on episode 255, Spirit Medium, Don't Tread on Liberty, Social Media for Connecting, Patriotism, Hashtags, Current Events, and the Unredacted Truth, Faith, Chlorine Dioxide, with special guests Michelle Winder and Bob Sisson.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Daniel Jackson. He's a spirit medium who communicates with spirit guides, angels, and archangels. Audience, big round of applause. Daniel, how are you today, my friend?
I am good, Michelle. You know what? I learned a lot from about God by talking to my spirit guides and spirit alone, so I don't need to be saved, nor do I need to be reborn, because I'll tell you what, the only person you're being saved from is yourself. So knock that crap off.
Well, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Wait a minute. What? What?
In other words, people like to go out and get saved by religion. You don't need to be saved by religion. You just need to start doing the crap that you're doing.
Religion is more of the word religion is been abused and ruined, right? It's more of
it sure
the,
has.
So and that's just like you know when you go to the whole church, like a church. Vatican. They've ruined what it really means to actually be spiritually connected to God and having a relationship and really understanding what that's all about, because they not only
Absolutely.
Did they commercialize it, they abused it for power and now complete corruption amongst other nefarious things. So anyway.
Oh, absolutely. God, yes. Jesus, yes. Church, absolutely not.
Yeah, it's very rare to find one that actually stands up for what their true purpose is. I mean, how many of them were very happy just to shut down when they were the most essential entity that needed to stay open during our fake COVID political propaganda pandemic.
Purpose?
And a lot of them are still closed. So just says a lot about
we know their true. We know their true purpose, Michelle. It's power,
money,
control, and money.
Yeah, I know. Yes. It's sad, but
hey,
so
I want to ask you a question.
You want to ask me a question, or the angels want to ask you
yes.
a question?
Yes, the last time we talked on your show, you asked me, should you do plan A or plan B? And I told you plan B. Did you go with plan B?
It's in motion. It's not a quick overnight thing. And it's changing.
It's
evolving.
But it's working, correct?
In theory, yeah. I mean, it's just there's a lot of things coming at me now, which is good, right? So it's changing and it's evolving, but it's all good. It's good for everybody that listens to the show, people that don't even know about the show yet. It's great for all the guests and the partners that we have as a part of it. It's just there's more bodies involved
good,
in this, and there's moving parts. So yes, but I'm trying to think. I am always unprepared when you come on, which is the stupidest thing, because it's like I have the schedule, I make the schedule, I know that you're there. It's just always at the last minute I forget to do my question for you. So, all right, let's do this. Real brief, explain to people that haven't, but I want this quick though, the difference between the way that you communicate with the angels as opposed to like a psychic or speaking to dead people and things like that.
Well, not all psychics are mediums, but all mediums are psychic, meaning mediums get psychic messages, but psychics, they just get messages. They don't actually talk to spirit. They just get messages, and they just know things. Whereas I talk to spirit, and then I also talk to my spirit guides, which are archangels. Not everybody has archangels. The only reason you would have an archangel with you is because you are performing a specific task that God wants you to do. And unless you are doing that and you know about it, then you're not having archangels with you. You will have spirit guides who are with you, and they are just people who have crossed over who are here to help us. But, so I speak to them because of my main gift is I cross spirit over into the light. And because I have to do that, I have to be able to answer questions for spirit in order to cross them over so I can answer questions by getting answers from my spirit guides, the archangels. And because I can get answers for them about that, I can get answers for anyone else in the entire world and anything that they want to know.
It's a lot for people to take in. This is not their jam, you know, it's a lot for people that are just
you know,
going to work every day.
Right. You know why it's a lot, though?
Because we've been conditioned and indoctrinated for years and lied to.
Absolutely.
And everything that we have been told in every category is a complete lie. And I'm already questioning, is 2 and 2 really 4 at this point? Because I don't believe anybody.
Absolutely. You know what? That's why I'm glad I come on your show, because you get it. And that's the good part about it. I wish more people would get it and understand that. You know, it's time to take the red pill and let that blue pill go. You know what I mean?
Well, and it is true. And it really, when people realize it's not, I guess I hate when people say it's political. I said, God, you got to stop with this, saying something's political, because it's not. It affects every avenue, no. Every aspect of your life. It is no longer political, right? They did that on purpose so that you would think it's like taboo to talk about religion and politics, because they didn't want you to, because they didn't want you to get together and find out what a big sham and a big facade and a big Ponzi scheme all this stuff is, and that all of them, meaning the elected elites in every position, federal, state, local, doesn't matter. They're all pieces of crap.
Absolutely.
And they're all against us, the people that are the slaves at this point, that are schlepping, going to work every day and busting our rear ends to get throw a bunch of money into the kitty for the taxes, and then getting hosed in every single direction by the people who are making these decisions. You know, they call themselves leaders. I say that they're leadership position holders, because they're not leaders. If they were leaders, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in. So yes, that's the problem. People need to realize it's not red and blue pills at this point. It's, do you want the slave pill, or do you want to have the common sense pill? So pull your head out of your rear end.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, because we only have one leader, and he's not doing a very good job. What we need is someone or all of us to go in, just like Donald Trump, and tell them all, you're fired, because you're not doing a good job.
As far as I'm concerned, the whole system needs to implode. You need to implode the whole damn system, because they can't fix it.
If people haven't noticed, the party system just does not work. It's one side saying, I hate you because you're red, and the other side saying, I hate you because you're blue, and nothing ever gets done.
Daniel, Daniel, get this, though. The people that are saying, I hate you, are the slaves, us, the little people that are paying the taxes, right? The ones that are getting hosed. The people that are the elected, they're all friends. The left and the right, the Republicans, the demon rats, they're all one big happy party together. They just do that little thing to keep us thinking, oh, well, they're against each other and they're not on our side.
They're not.
So, they hate us. 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 They'll never like us. They don't belong there.
They give each other raises and all that stuff. But you know what? We need to get away from all that stuff. Spirit wants us to take care of each other in this world. They want us to help each other and live a free life and share everything in this world. But we need to start listening to that and stop listening to the politicians and the big corporations, because they're the ones who have the power. And what we need to do at this point is take the power back.
Exactly. Well said, my friend. Give your website a good bump.
Sure. My website is www.spiritmediumdaniel.com. You can come on there and book a reading with me, or if you need some spiritual advice. Again, that's www.spiritmediumdaniel.com.
And I love the fact that the spirits are wearing common sense caps. I mean, who knew? Who knew that they had their common sense caps on? That is awesome. Way to go, spirits and angels.
That's why.
They're what?
They're smarter than us. That's why.
Well, and that's not saying much. The things that I've been watching for the past 19 months, people, that's not saying a lot.
I know, I get it.
Oh, my God. You'll never see an angel wearing a mask. That's a good thing. So, Daniel, they don't wear masks.
Thanks.
They're
have
not
a great
stupid.
One.
You too. Have a great weekend. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, guys. It's 12:18. I got to shorten that intro. But this whole week I've been on multiple shows. I am fired up. I have had it. I am sick and tired, as they say, sick and tired of the shenanigans, the lies, the corruption, the bull, the lies, lots of other adjectives. All right, let me bring in my next guest. My next guest is Mr. Jason Davis. He's the host of the Don't Tread on Liberty podcast and a freedom fighting and patriotic loving leader here in Anarchy, Arizona. Audience, big round of applause. Jason, it has been too long, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. I figured at this point in the game, there's got to be something that you want to get off your chest about what's going on. And because you've had some great guests. You've been very active in the what's going on here in Arizona. So is there something you just need to get off your chest and tell America?
Well, I mean, right now the big thing is this monstrosity of a budget bill, which contains pretty much the final nails in the coffin that used to be the United States of America. And while everybody is watching the fictitious play show that is known as the Arizona audit results, the Congress is actually getting ready to destroy your life. This bill contains all kinds of severe penalties for businesses that do not force vaccinate their employees. I mean, in the hundreds of thousands of dollar fines. It also contains banking regulations where the government will know every transaction you have over $600 in your private bank account, mm-hmm. which is essentially the end of all privacy in America. And God knows what else it contains, because there's tens of thousands of pages that no one has read. So I suggest you stop watching the audit and start calling your senators immediately.
Yeah, you know, there's really nothing to watch with the audit. That's the thing. I mean, we know there's fraud, and all right, next step. What's the next phase? That's pretty much the question, right? So we don't need to prove anything else. It's just, you know, and this is what I've been talking about for a while. I said, you know, I don't think ever before in the history of probably, well, this country, you could almost say that, that we, the average regular people, really have, I feel like that we're helpless to the extent where there's literally nobody on our side. You know, you would think you would have at least people in your own party. We really don't. You know, you really don't, because, I mean, it's great that they got the audit done here in Arizona, but it took 10 months. So, you know what I mean? If you and I were in a position, I have a feeling that we would have gotten everything that we needed within a couple of days to move things forward. So there's not enough people standing up and being loud. And even if the voices fell on deaf ears, I still want you on front of that microphone, that TV, being, or at least pretend that you're pissed off. It's just, and that's nationwide. And then of course they turn their backs on us, as I mentioned earlier, of the continuing resolution, which they said they needed to pass in order to keep the government open. You don't. The thing needs to be shut down permanently anyway. There was 49 yahoos on the Republican side. And then, of course, don't forget that red flag legislation that passed, that they can take the guns away from ex-military members. There's 135 Republicans that signed that. So, I mean, we don't have anybody on our side. No one's following the Constitution. The courts aren't your friend. So we're just at a position where it's literally, we're just standing there like naked in the middle of the street and hope that nobody comes. Why are they pointing, or why are they getting close? You know what I mean? It's a shame. It's really sad.
Well, let me back up to the audit, because, I mean, you're probably right. We probably would have had the information in a few days if we were in charge. The thing is that it doesn't really matter at this point. Once the Electoral College voted and the Senate certified that vote, the election is over. So while it's really nice to see all the fraud that happened, and, you know, maybe our legislature will pass some laws to fix those problems, although I doubt it, it's done. I mean, there's nothing else going to happen here, okay? But people, for some reason, still think that Donald Trump is going to be president tomorrow. And, you know, I'm getting pretty tired of it. It's just ridiculous. Let's live back in reality. The election is over. We have the Biden administration. That's who we're going to have. And we better start finding some alternative solutions, or we're going to be in some real trouble. So the answer is local. Local, local, local. Local banks. Get out of the big banks. Network with your local communities. Make networks with your neighborhoods. We're going to have to be watching out for each other. And, you know, there's no one coming to save you. President Trump is gone.
And, you know, even if you want to hang your hat on that because it makes you feel good, that's fine, but do all the other action steps in the meantime and have that as your Hail Mary, you know, right? If that makes you get through the day, but that's not going to make pay your bills. That's not going to try to get things that changed it or adjusted it in the community. So I agree with you, Jason. People need to really go local and not just say the motions. Like, you know, go to a school board meeting is great. Going to a city council meeting is great, but it's time to actually go. And I'm encouraging people, God forbid, pick up the phone, start talking to people that you maybe haven't talked to in a while that live near you, that you can start doing business with, and really go back to the mom and pop operations. And I love the idea of the banking on a community level. And there's a couple of things that I'm going to be sharing next week about how to find those. And I'm going to start reaching out to some of the real community banks. So that way people could start putting their money there, because especially if this bill does pass, and I hate to tell you, all of these things are going to pass because they do shady crap and then they're just going to go. And then they tell even if there's somebody on one side that says, oh, I'm not going to sign, I'm not going to do that. They're saying that now because they probably want to raise donations, and then all of a sudden they change their mind and they do it anyway. So you're going to have that complete surveillance state monitoring of your bank accounts. So you're spot on there. But yes, it's all about, local like you've never localed before.
Yeah, for sure. And you could go to banklocally.org/privacy and find a local bank. And they're even running petitions to, you know, the Independent Community Bankers of America is trying to stop this. But we've got to back all of these efforts. And again, there's a lot more damaging things in this bill than just that. I mean, this is it. I mean, all the things that they've been talking about doing, this bill enables it to happen. So I would stop watching the audit and start calling your senator.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. And because I've talked to local or state, and I've talked to federal senators and congressmen, and they all, it wasn't on the air, it was off the record. And I said, you know, when people call and they email and they complain, does it really matter? I mean, are we just wasting our time because it makes us maybe feel better, think we're doing something? And every single one of them, and some of them I'm actually friends with, so I kind of believe them. And they said, no, it really does make a difference. So keep blowing up the phone lines and sending the emails. And if you have to write a letter, that's how you communicate, do that. But it does make a difference. So you are spot on, Jason. Why don't you plug your podcast, would you?
Yeah, the podcast is Don't Tread on Liberty. The website is donttreadonliberty.com. And @MeWeKadias @DontTreadOnLiberty.
Any past guests that are that you're really excited about, or any upcoming ones you want to plug real quick too?
Upcoming, I've got some guests coming up, but I don't want to release it just yet. There's some other things in the works, so I don't want to really make that public just yet. But we have new shows pretty much every week. Yeah.
All right. Well, good. And then, of course, Jason is listed on our Must Listen To page, and most of our guests that have shows are listed there too. And that's where the shows are that are going to give you the messages that matter, that you need to know about. You know, like the guys that are telling you the truth, that are giving you real stuff that you need to pay attention to. You shouldn't be listening to the junk, certainly not watching any of that stuff on the television because it's not good stuff. So you can always check it out there, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab and head over to Must Listen To. And Jason's show is there listed too. Thank you, Jason, for coming on. Keep up the great work of trying to get our community to be a lot more active. And I look forward to talking to you next month. Hopefully you can make some time for us.
Absolutely. Anytime for you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, how nice. I like that, Jason. All right. We'll talk to you next month. Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Bye.
All righty. We are running a little over. It's 1228. So let me bring on my next guest. Well, let me quick 20. Well, it's 1229. Whoa. This is what happens on Fridays. And I did a long intro, so I apologize for that. But I just want to thank all of the listeners, our live listeners over there on Jejun, Global Enlightenment Radio Network. And then we're streaming on LinkedIn. We're streaming on Twitter. We're streaming on the I'll tell you, this is a funny one. We're streaming on a Rumble. I would suggest just doing it on the Rumble. We're doing, we're streaming on YouTube, but what happens is as soon as the show's done, I have to delete it. Otherwise, I get a strike. And I can't stream on Facebook. Remember, they won't let me post any of my website links, any of that, even the custom domain names that they, I keep getting between 20 and 40 community violations a day popping into my inbox from Facebook, from a post that I've had for the past year and a half. Literally, that company needs to be shut down. They need to melt everything that is involving Facebook, destroy the platform, and throw that man in prison for good. So right now, I did a test to see if it would stream today, the show, and it's like it's not letting it go through. What the horrible, evil people just let a horrible platform, it's nefarious. I said it's Satan's phone number. It's not Satan's phone number. Satan's platform. That's what it is. All right, let me bring on my next guest. Oh, I can go on for days about these groups. I'm telling you, I've had it. I've had it of the insanity and the hatred for the American people in the country by all these people in positions of power is just insane. Let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is a new partner, Eric Lebo. He's an entrepreneur, founder, and the CEO of the social media platform Freeze Crowd, which connects people through college and alumni communications. Audience, big round of applause. Eric, how are you? And welcome to Everything Home on our patriotic purpose and resource platform.
I'm doing just fine. It's Friday. I'm excited for the weekend, and I'm excited to explain Freeze Crowd to you because it's something that I'm passionate about and have been working on for a long time. Freeze Crowd is a unique social media platform for the college student and alumni audience. And our platform is differentiated from others out there. You do need a school email address to sign up. The form itself is private and community oriented. Your information isn't seen on the outside search engine, so you don't have to worry about information you put on the site to be distributed online or in the search engines. And we provide a safe platform for the most part.
So what's I know that you're connecting directly to it's basically you're utilizing college and alumni connections, and you're trying to create some sort of like a safe place so you're not getting censored or you're not getting the community standards and things like that, like obviously the issues that I'm running into. So what do people do?
Well, first you have to have your school email address. Many colleges today provide an alumni email address. You can ask your school if they have an alumni email address. And it's something that I've been thinking about for years. Back in my college days, I had a picture book when I was sent off to college. They had me send in a picture, and beside my picture they can say, your interests. I liked video games, and another one of my interests was basketball, okay? So I put those interests aside to the pictures, and I was thinking as I was looking at the picture book, wouldn't it be interesting if I could have this more like a video game of some sort, okay? Mm-hmm. And technology ideas that are sometimes easy for me to come up with and think about is I was kind of like a very inventive kid, and I would draw pictures and draw things of the future as a futurist early on in my life, and I try to invent things, right? And I kind of struggled with the idea because I wasn't able to do it exactly right away. But over time, I think I thought about the idea and I was able to find people who could help me execute on it more. And we launched the platform about 10 years ago, okay, in August 2011, right? And right now we have over 1,000 colleges and universities worldwide on the platform, okay? So what I like to say with our platform being like a yearbook, I remember back in my school days when I would always get the yearbooks every year, and I'd be excited about getting the yearbooks, looking at the pictures and the group photos of the clubs and the teams and just the class photos. And you'd be able to see in the group photos your friends in there, and you'd be able to point people out in the pictures, okay? So one of the things that we do with Freeze Crowd is sort of emulate a school yearbook, okay? Picture that you upload, we like to say, is unique like a snowflake. It's categorized, so it can be like a study group photo, a club photo, a team photo, And back to your photos that you're in probably the most is your family photos, right? So you can have a family photo or a friend photo, right? So if you're in a photo with someone, you've actually experienced a real communication with that person, hopefully. You've had a real life experience with them. You've taken that photo, you've frozen that moment, you've frozen that moment in time so you can essentially break the ice, okay? So when you upload the photo, a study group photo, for instance, you can say specifically who's in the photo. Like, you can be the business major, art major, computer science major, et cetera, in the photo. And we tag people not just by their names, but what they are in the photo, okay?
So is it actually more geared towards – hang on a second. I just want to – I'm trying to make this more clear for the audience so they can understand what makes it unique and distinct. So is it really geared towards the college audience? Because you're referencing – sounds like that the pictures are active. I mean, if you ask me to go pull – I'm not going to go find it in a box if because back when I was in college, there's no digital. I mean, you had photos that you wouldn't go drop the film off. So I'm not going to go find an old photo and pop that on there and then try to remember who's who. And you know, obviously when women get married, their names change. So are they hyphen or whatever? But I'm not going to do that. So this is primarily for college students in order for them to connect as opposed to connecting on something like on Facebook or any of these other nefarious demonic social media platforms. Is that really is that
what it's geared
towards?
I'm not here to say anything bad about the competition, but I know – We have a safer platform. We're not censoring anyone like you would. Part of the reason our platform is safer is our platform technology was built differently than the others, okay? With our photos, there's no commenting on the photos, okay? So I didn't want any bullying types of comments on the photos, and I saw that to be a problem with some of the other applications that are out there, okay? So I didn't like getting bullied as a kid, and I didn't want to be bullied online. And there were some times that I had some trouble being bullied online in, like, chat groups where you knew people or you thought you knew people, but they were anonymous back in the early Internet days, okay? But I think what's interesting to think about with Freeze Crowd is the concept itself lends itself to building community forums through photos, okay? So you actually know that that person in the photo is someone that you've been with and you've shared an experience with them. Maybe it was a camping trip, a friend's outing, a running club, or a team that you were on. And then you can come back to that photo essentially and break the ice through our tagging technology would implement like little bubbles in the photos where you can chat with up to 25 people in a photo, in a group photo, okay? And that becomes
like
a forum. So if someone's – what?
It sounds like another way to – to just get to be unique and then also to have pure connection as opposed to, you know, some of the actions that people have on social media. What you would think was supposed to be designed for originally. So I got a bump because I'm trying to get back here on the target of my timing today.
I completely
Eric, so
understand
can you give me the,
and I
can you give me
greatly
the website
appreciate
for you?
It, Michelle.
Yeah, you're welcome.
With
give
that?
Me the website, would you? What's the website?
It's freezecrowd.com, www.freezecrowd.com. The best part about Freeze Crowd is the first four letters. It's free to join if you have the school email address and go on there to break the ice. And, you know, we are on some other social applications our domain is, but I love if people can join Freeze Crowd today. We're always looking for new members from wherever they went to college or university, and we're always excited to see new people on our platform. And it's a growing platform. It's an evolving platform. And I think that, you know, if you're going to start something new that's different or, you know, a great quote from Jeff Bezos, you have to be willing to be misunderstood if you're going to innovate, okay? And we are an innovative platform, I'd like to say, okay? And there's some things I didn't explain to you exactly.
It's okay. So it's kudos for you for actually taking the initiative to be outside of the box and coming up with something very innovative. So thanks for coming on. Everyone should go check it out and see if it's something for them, but give it a try. Just a different way of connecting with people, and it's all about connecting, personalization. So thank you,
Eric. You're
welcome.
And connecting
have a good weekend.
Connecting is something that's very important for people.
Oh, geez, it's the name of the game. So have a good weekend, my friend, and we will talk to you next month.
All right. Have a great one. Thank you.
You are welcome. All righty. So we are at 12:39. We're going to just give you a couple plugs here real quick. So all of these shows, these live shows, this is called our Purpose-Driven Partners segment, because whenever a guest comes on and they become a partner on our platform, remember, it's all about community. It's all about collaboration and relationships. And I encourage you all that are listening, if you're interested, you can come on, be a guest. Why not? Right? You can promote yourself, your business, your nonprofit organization. You got something great to share, great to offer the audience, and join our community. So go ahead. And the best way to do that, yes, you can follow us on social media, which is great, but really at this point in the game, join for the newsletter until they take that down from us. So if you go onto the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, lower right-hand corner of your every website page, and of course on your phone, says join the newsletter, do that. You won't get bombarded with a bunch of junk stuff that I talk about on the show all the time, plus other shows and incredible resources on our Ultimate Resource Platform. I encourage you to check out all the different pages that are on the Take Action tab in this show, Purpose-Driven Partners, all of the shows, and easy to reach their websites. Links are located there too, so just go to the Take Action tab and go to Purpose-Driven Partners. And then just start scrolling, dude. Scroll, scroll, scroll. There's 255 episodes. There are 261 partners. We've done 622 of these live segments. So go check it out. And all the pages on the website, since I can't post them places, right? There's your censorship. If you go to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and then list them all on LaunchLinks, which I encourage you to set up an account on LaunchLink, which is free. All right, let's bring on my next guest. The next guest is George Lombardi. He's an international social media strategist, author, philanthropist, and a patriotic advocate who started most of the 150 group support groups back in 2015. Wow, that was a long time. Talk about a different world in 2015. It totaled over 12 million followers. Hang on, I'm almost finished. I'm giving you kudos. Bear with me. 12 million followers before the tyrannical censorship embarrassment of a platform, which I call Satan's platform now, that's Facebook, purged most of the 2018 audience. Big round of applause for my friend George.
Thank you.
You jumped the gun. You know I do a nice intro for all my friends.
Oh, Michelle, you're too good.
So I called you the other day and I said, hey, do you want to jump on, since you know the censorship's out of control, Facebook's out of control, YouTube just slashed a whole bunch of people. So I figured maybe we talk a little common sense or a little some tips for people. And since Facebook has just been beating the hell out of me for like 3 weeks now, literally for no reason, they just decided my time was up. Tell them the advice that you gave me that I should give a try, that I'm going to try this weekend.
Okay.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you then. I'll tell you the advice. I know. See, because he's a social media strategist, but this is how many clients he has that he couldn't even remember during our phone conversation, the great advice that he told me. So what he said was, Michelle, he says, Michelle, place an ad with them for like $50 and see what happens. He goes, usually what they'll do is they get off your back when you give them money. I'm like, oh. I believe that's called a whore. I said, George, that's what they call whores.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
so.
Business. That is business, unfortunately. But the social media has never been, a philanthropic or something like that. And when Zuckerberg started it, so Facebook, and it was all of this good stuff for free, people couldn't believe. I mean, especially the investors, you're going to give all these things for free. Yeah. Don't worry about it. We're going to collect their names, their emails. And eventually it worked out pretty well for him, at least financially speaking. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's nothing for free in this world. That's number one. We have to pay for everything. And I think in the other world as well. I mean, even sainthood is not free. You have to pay for it. You have to, do your good deeds. Otherwise, you're not going to get in. Like actually Trump said, there's big walls in heaven and just one big door, but the rest are big walls that you cannot scale.
Yeah, that is for sure. Nothing in life is free. No such thing as a free lunch. I'm still waiting for that gift horse that I could look them in the mouth. You know, they always say, don't lift a gift horse in the mouth. They always beat up. Do you notice they always beat up on the horses, right? They always say you shouldn't lead a horse to water. And I say, well, actually, you shouldn't have to kick him in the ass and make him drink it. But so I don't know what they always, you know, for people that are, you know, they don't like animal abuse. They always abuse animals in these analogies, like two birds are worth more than bird in the hand is worth more than two in a bush. See, they just do again with the birds and the animals. What do you think that is, George? You know, you're an international world traveler. You're a savant man. What do you think? Why do you think they hate animals so much?
I don't know. I think that you know, we come from you know, our history of living actually in community in a way with animals. I mean, that was our source of food, but it was also our source of transportation for a long time, a source of joy, because even today, you know, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of people, they have dogs and cats and so on and so on. So animals are really part of our own nature, if you want to, you know, they're really closely associated with human beings. They're part of our history. And it's not only because, you know, we enjoy a good steak or something else. It's just because they are.
I love a good steak.
Us, you know?
I'm with you there. I love a good steak. I mean, I'm a meat eater, man. I can't help it.
Yeah, exactly. Most of us are. So, you know, it's like, but, so we have a lot to learn from animals. But going back to social media and other kind of animals that we don't want to really love, unfortunately, we have a situation in the last 5 years that, in a way, Trump was a part of it, in a sense that actually he stimulated this division, these challenges, and now we're in the situation that we are, where a lot of this, you know, you call it evil, I call it, you know, selfishness, is being actually exposed, especially by these giant media and social media guys. So, Trump did, in a way, a little of a mosaic, like Moses, not like mosaic, action in dividing, the sea from one side and the other side. And when people say, oh, well, he didn't bring division, I think he did. I think he did by his, you know, statements and, you know, very truthful accounting of what was real and what was just fake news, like he called it, you know, in other words, you know, lies, he brought up a division between people that understood truth and people that were actually very in with the lie, the whole lie you know, the whole world has been engulfed for a long time. So I thank him for that.
Totally. I agree with you. Because it's just, you know, you have people now that see the world in a different way. They see it for what it really is. They see it for who these nefarious characters are. And then the other ones who want to still live in a world that doesn't exist, and they want to be in denial because they've been indoctrinated. They've been brainwashed. It's the science of propaganda. I mean, pick a true indoctrination strategy, and then they want to live in that world. It's a dangerous place to be, because there's a lot of stuff coming at a lot of people right now. And if you're on the wrong side of things, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt in more ways than one, whether it's health, it's personal, it's business, it's your kids, it's something. But you're playing with fire by not taking off those blinders, everybody. Because like I said in the
Absolutely.
Beginning, you know, the next 30 days is make it or break it for this country. And, it's just going to get, the bigger stuff's going to be thrown at you. And you need to be prepared. You need to be aware, and you can't live in the bubble with the blinders on like you used to. George, do you want to pull, what website do you want them to go to check you out or follow you on one of these nefarious social media sites? What do you want to do?
Well, beside my own personal website, which is not really big deal, you know, like GeorgeGuidoLombardi.com, I have an international nonprofit organization. It's called the North Atlantic League, NorthAtlanticLeague.com. And basically, we try to connect the conservative movements of North America and Europe, primarily let's call it the Trinity, if you want, is the U.S., mm-hmm. Italy, and Israel, which to me are the three pillars of Western civilization and the Judeo-Christian tradition, and. But let me take one more second to talk about one thing that you touched on, you know, being brainwashed. I told you in another segment, but I want your audience to remember that Mr. Zuckerberg's wife, she is actually Chinese from Red mm-hmm. China. Mm-hmm. And Zuckerberg, just like, Bill Gates, when they went into Red China to introduce their services to that country, the leadership over there told them, yes, you can have Facebook, you can have, Microsoft, but we must have total control, you know, in terms of censorship. So both Facebook, Zuckerberg, and Microsoft, as well as Google, they created this censorship as well as this control, systems in their own apps for the Chinese. But once they put it in there, they did it also to us. So we are really just being experiencing a real brainwashing, a real communist, very sophisticated brainwashing and censorship.
Mm-hmm. We're just cogs in the wheel. We're just slaves on the plantation so they could take our information, our money, and now just about all of our freedoms. So like you said, it's going to be an interesting 30 days. George, we're going to have you back on to talk about the nonprofit. I'm glad that you finally started to talk about it because the last time you said I couldn't talk about it, so that's why I didn't bring it up today. But yay, we can talk about it. So make sure you book for next month, and we'll talk about the North Atlantic League.
Real pleasure.
Thank you, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, George. I love this guy. So we have some very fun phone conversation. It is 12:52. I just wanted to let you know the reason why I was a little tongue-tied. I'm a little tired this week. I've been doing on Tuesday of this week, I was a guest on Dr. John Diamond's show over on Brighteon.tv at 6 a.m. our time. Okay, and that's camera, right? So you can't just roll out of bed and jump on the air like I do sometimes for the radio, right? And then I was a guest. I was scheduled to be a guest yesterday on the Dr. Alan Keyes show. Over on Brighteon.tv.com or Brighteon.tv. That's a little bit later, so it wasn't. But what happened is I was producer called and says, "Hey, Michelle, Alan had to go out of town. Can you guest host today?" Said, "Oh, okay. Well, I'll do that. Sure, no problem." So I'm like, I'm gonna bring on a guest. I call my friend Maria Zach, who I mentioned earlier, that broke the news. And then I want you to watch that video. If you go to the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, I'm gonna upload the video. It's gonna be the must watch videos page. She has some breaking news about the direction of this country as of September 1st. And apparently we're gonna go through some rocky stuff. We're gonna do some, then it's gonna be good. But anyway, and then today I guest hosted for Dr. John Diamond on the Brighteon.tv network, which was great because I had Mike Miller with the Warriors for Ranchers. He's a great guy. So those episodes, you can go to Brighteon.com. You can go to Brighteon TV. You can go to them and I'm going to pop them on our Rumble on our website. So yeah, that's what you should do. Rumble is for social media wise, you know, follow us on those. The alternatives we're working on. I'm signed up on every single one. So every single one of the social media accounts, I have an account, but we're just not as active on some of them because there's only so much time in the day and I got to get some help. I need some peeps on the team. But always do the Rumble. At least we're posting all the episodes, and I'm going to start posting videos. But anyway, I just want to let you know some upcoming guests. So in the month of October, so far, I've got booked Dr. Alan Keyes, Dr. John Diamond, Alan Phillips. He's a vaccine rights attorney. Talked to this guy yesterday for an hour and a half. One of the most fascinating conversations I've ever had in my life. Dr. Larry Pilevsky is going to be back. Mike Miller is going to be on. We're going to have Scott McKay back on. Maria Zach is going to come back on. And one of my favorites, oh, Dr. Lee Merritt. I cannot wait for that interview. So I'm lining them all up this month. I'm just going to get you the information. Like I said, we got 30 days to hang and cling on to this country before I think that we're going to be losing Lady Liberty forever, the implosion. A couple of people, the people I've talked to said, we've got a couple of months. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be that long. I think you're going to see something major happen. There's too many people getting sick from the non-vaccine dying that they're going to have to move their next chest move, and it's going to be a big one. But we'll talk about that when Michelle Winder comes on the show here in a little bit. Let me bring on my guest. I've been wondering, where has Tammy Girl been? So I'm glad that she popped back on the calendar. So it's like, Tammy, and I'd be sending a message, and I'm like, where's my plan? My next guest is Tammy Girl Linnan. She's an author, speaker, Navy veteran. Thank you for your service, young lady, hashtag marketing expert, and founder of Profitable Shenanigans. Big round of applause for the queen of the hashtags. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. It is Tammy Girl. What's up? I had to take some time off. I'm a big mental health advocate. Before we dropped into the hashtag tip of the day. And I had to take some time to take care of my own mental health. I've been so busy on the road, you know, taking care of other people and that I realized I wasn't myself. And so I took about 2 months off of working with clients and radio and things like that. And I went to a little retreat place and got myself and back in order, and I started working out again and eating right and just kind of getting, you know, back to being able to be the, you know, Tammy Girl that I am.
Well, congratulations. Good for you. And it's amazing when we do that, a little bit of self-care, take a little bit of time. And I will quote a bad show. We'll take a little time to enjoy the view.
I'm so glad to be back on, and you are the first show. I haven't even started back up my own show that I'm coming on because I needed to come out with a bang, and I love the energy. I love the guests. Thank you for having me back every single month when I'm not hiding.
Yeah, but that's okay. You were hiding. You were burrowing. You were like the honey badger on vacation. I was like, all right, she's got to take a little time out. That's cool. It's all good. You got to get refreshed. Because we're going to finish the next 3 months with a bang. Like, that's the goal. That's what I want everyone to do. I want them just to go balls to the wall when it comes to your business or whatever your jam is or whatever your hobby is. You're just going to put acceleration on it and go finish strong. And that's what everybody needs to focus on, right? I think that'd be the most important thing.
Absolutely. And I'm actually going to jump you with an announcement that I haven't made yet about your show and our partnership, and hope it works out well for you. But yeah. some of you know. One of my partnerships with you is Freedom Flight Nannies, correct?
Freedom Flight. Yeah, what? No, Freedom Flight's not
it's,
one of them.
Freedom Flight Nannies is one of our nonprofits.
We fly the dogs.
Yep. And so when we start coming on your show and everything, we're going to be exclusively speaking about Freedom Flight Nannies and getting that. We have gotten some amazing sponsorships. We've been approved through the FDA for transport, and that brand just matches the Everything Home network. And so I'll be excited to get that set up with you and you know, get that rocking and rolling as well. And so we're doing some, you know, brand separations, and we want people to be very clear about, you know, which brand is, you know, stands for what. And Freedom Flight Nannies is 100% a great fit for your platform. And I'm so honored and blessed that we're able to have together, and I get to be one of your profitable, purposes on your platform.
Yeah, that's and the reason why it's the reason why I was a little discombobulated. Literally, the amount of conversations and shows that I've been on this whole month is my last night. I was trying to have a conversation. It was like a bunch of scrambled eggs in my brain, right? Because I've been thrown stuff that just did. Most of the time, I didn't expect the levels of things that I have had conversations about this week when I was just trying to talk a little, maybe a little business. So yes, and I apologize for that, Tammy, because obviously, there's only so much that I can keep up here. Because all this stuff is literally in my memory. And it's like, whoa, it gets a little.
That's why I take time off. And that's why we're starting to separate things, right? Because somebody walked up to me and started talking about Freedom Flight Nannies. I'm the founder. It's mine. And I looked at them like I had never heard of the company before. And I went, and same thing.
You're not doing it all the time. You know what I mean? You're not one of those people that set up a nonprofit, went and raised a bunch of money so then they can get a salary so that they didn't have to work. I mean, that's not what you did. You were doing this because there was a need for it. I mean, your business is profitable shenanigans. That's where your income comes from because you're helping business owners with social media and strategies. And a whole bunch of different other layers to digital marketing. But the nonprofit was done as literally a passion project. So because you saw a need and you jumped in and helped. So if somebody catches you off guard, because like I have a nonprofit, I started it 20 years ago. If somebody would have said the name and caught me off guard, I'm like, because I haven't been focusing on that because I'm not there just to get a bunch of money so I can get a salary. I actually wanted to help people, right? You know what I mean? So yes, it is totally understandable.
I take no salary out of we have two nonprofits, Front Office Solutions, which employs chronically ill veterans or their family members, and Freedom Flight Nannies. I take an income from neither one of them. In fact, you will never see a book doing that Giving Tuesday fundraiser bullshit that all these people, there's so many nonprofits on Facebook, but the only time you see them is on Giving Tuesday. It literally makes you sick.
Yeah, well, it's become it's like anything else with these NGOs and a lot of these big organizations, like I mentioned earlier, the foundations, the C4s, it's just a way for people to make money and people donate. You really, really, really gotta pull back on all that. And if you're gonna get involved with a nonprofit, you need to do your homework because most of them are not there for the reasons that you think. And that's what I try to do is when I have the nonprofits on our show and then as part of our platform and participating in our marketplace. I vet them out. I sniff them out like pretty hardcore because if we're going to partner and promote, I want to make sure that it's on the up and up and it's legit. And I also want to make sure, here's the other thing too. You want to get involved with a nonprofit organization that isn't just always looking for your donation, right? That's a lot of them. They're just like, they want their hand out. I'm like, no. We're talking collaboration. Let's talk relationships. Let's talk about how we can work together so everybody wins.
Most of our income. Yep. I love that. Most of the income for Freedom Flight Nannies is not donations. It's active clients. People hire us to fly these service animals. And we do have a section where we've actually flown for breeders as well who are part of our programs and things like that. And so, we're rarely out there looking for donations. We have the e-commerce, but we have actual paying clients, which is kind of the way we want to keep it, right? You want to have a nice balance of clients with donations, and as you said, most nonprofits are going for donations all the time. Nobody doing any, in my opinion. Community work. We're always in the community. We've been doing the FDA thing. We're getting organizations to back us, and not with money, but with relationships. And that's how we work. And so we're excited that we're going to be launching it really, really full scale. I'm still Profitable Shenanigans, so you'll probably get to speak to one of our board of directors on your show as well. And that sort of thing, but I'm just really being clear and we're really separating stuff because I had to take it 2 months off. I was just hopping from one thing to the next all the time, and it just this next year it's all about my mental health book tour. It launches in January and getting Freedom Flight Nannies where it needs to be because we're all going to need the freedom to fly somewhere with what the hell's going on with all the voting and bullshit. If we're allowed, if they don't
Well, I think that's coming next, my dear. I think that's all coming. Like I said, the next 30 days is going to be the most bizarre. It's going to be the upside down. What you thought was up was down. It's going to be worse than that. So that's why we've got a little, and we were talking about earlier about being involved in the community. I would start reaching out to everybody that you know that's in your little sphere in that and start building some of those relationships. We'll go into more stuff later. But anyway, Tammy girl, give the website and then we will talk about what you need me to do and then what we can do about getting the board, getting the publicity. We'll do a special segment on just the nonprofit organization. So give the website, would you, for Shenanigans, because we need the money for Shenanigans to pay for the flight stuff.
We do. So if you hop over to Tamara, TAMARA1AN.com, you'll click on the Profitable Shenanigans tag, but it's TAMARALINNAN.com. Or if you go to Google and do @IAMTammyGirl, TAMI girl, you will find me in my shenanigans in all places.
Yeah, and she's
with
back
our
from
celebrity
her
management, our hashtag media stuff, all that great stuff everywhere.
Yeah, the honey badger is back, boys and girls. So Tammy girl, glad to have you back. I'll chat with you over the weekend, and then we'll figure out what I need to do for you, and we'll make it happen. So
my show, we're bringing Her Face Tuesday back. So to join our audience.
Yeah. I definitely need to get on that. So send me the link. Shoot me the link so I can at least get to take care of that today. And then I will, I'll call you this weekend and we'll plan. We'll plan what we need to do. So thank you, my dear.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty. So I see my next guest is in the queue and I don't want her waiting. I don't want her waiting any longer than she's already been I'm running a few minutes behind today. So she has the patience of a saint, patience of a saint. Alright, everybody, it's time. I've got two special guests joining me in the soapbox today. At 1 o'clock, we're a little late on the 1 o'clocker, but at 1:30 we're gonna have another guest. So you've got to stay for both. Stay for both. Alrighty, you guys gonna cue the music? What are you guys sleeping today? Just because it's Friday doesn't mean that you get to take any time off. I don't think so. Cue the music. Let's get the soapbox started.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
My guest, my special guest is Michelle Winder. She's the author, multiple books, I believe, speaker, coach, founder of Rock Your Red Carpet Business Consulting and host of Live at 5 Unredacted Truths. She is bringing you the inside scoop on current events, the Great Reset, the Great Awakening, returning to God, COVID-19, and the fraudulent 2020 election. Michelle's show is 5 days a week on Facebook at 5 p.m., thus the Live at 5 audience. A big round of applause for a fabulous freedom fighting and truth telling very pretty patriot. How about a round of applause for my friend Michelle Winder? Hi, pretty patriot. How are you? Hello, my friend. I'm not hearing you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I hear that pretty, pretty voice.
Sure. I don't know why I remuted and then muted again, and it's working. Good. Well, thank you for having me, Michelle. It's great to be here today. How are you?
I'm good. I am in fuego. It's been a crazy week. I've been hosting shows. I've been on shows, and I've had to be in front of the camera. And, I had to do, like get ready and, makeup. I did chicken
right
out a little bit.
Right, I get it.
Whoa.
I'll teach you the five-minute makeup, too. That's what I do.
Oh, this was
the
not 5 minute 5 minutes.
Makeup.
Yeah, I need the tips because it was not. I mean, it was
a
production. And
I've
the shows.
Got it down.
So I need your tips because when you have a show at 6 a.m., just do the math on what time
you
think I got up.
Yeah, you need the 5 minute
okay.
ready. You might need the 3 minute ready.
I totally need the 3 minute.
I'm an early bird, so to me, by 5 p.m. when I go live, I'm like tired. I'm ready to end it for the night. So, but yeah, 6 a.m., you kind of need my 5 minute trick. We'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that live on camera one day and show everybody how to do a 5 minute makeup routine.
Oh, that would be great. because I think that would help a lot of people. Because if you can, you know, just spruce up a little bit, then and get rid of all that time. That's the biggest thing. That's why I complain about the most is getting ready, getting the getting ready time. It's an hour to an hour and a half. Such a waste of time during your day, and you're in the bathroom.
Right.
And it's hot. It's irritating. It's a lot of work for what, you know?
But what you'll learn from camera videos, whatever, is that it doesn't have to last all day. It's not like you're going to a, you know, red carpet and party after. So the tricks that, you know, it's not going to last forever, but it is going to last a couple hours, look great, and you're great. So we'll have to do that.
Yeah, I would appreciate the tips, and I have a feeling your fans and the audience would too. Anything to make people's lives easier. That's what we're trying to do, and that's what you're
right.
doing on the show.
Well,
you're making life easier, telling the truth.
Yes, and I learned the makeup tips during the pandemic, scamdemic, you know, all that craziness, because I've been on a lot of shows where I had to have makeup on, but it used to take me a whole lot longer. So I've got my daughter was flipped out when she saw me do the 5-minute makeup routine. It's very quick and easy.
Quick and easy.
The world is going nuts.
Nuts. You're being too kind. You're being
None
way
of us
too
thought
kind to
it
say
would
nuts.
Last this long, right? None of
well,
us
I never
thought it would last this long.
Well, which part of last, though, right? So here's the thing is that the we knew that this was all part of a larger scheme, right? And it was all part of a larger plan. I just didn't expect them to go almost like take their foot off the gas, which they did kind of in the late spring. And then all of a sudden, they literally pulled the 180. Just when we thought, and I'll tell you a personal story, because we were working on some things here in Arizona, we were going to go after the whole border because we had the hotels here in Arizona where they would bring in all the aliens. House them in the hotels, give them a bunch of money, game consoles, new shoes, pretty white shirts, blah, 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 and then spin them around after 72 hours and deposit them all over the country and give them housing and cars and, you know, all the things that I would enjoy something, right? Things that you wouldn't mind someone screwed out
California,
of your direction.
You get put up if you're in California and you're illegal, you get put up in a 5-star hotel, fed 3 meals a day, and I mean, these are like $50 lunches, not like a peanut butter sandwich. Yeah. California is
nice
to be after Arizona takes care of you. They ship you over here, and we just, you know, give you the.
Exactly. We shipped them over to, we give them to you, and then all of a sudden you upgrade them. They go into the presidential suite. So what we were going to do was we were like, okay, we're going to work on the border because they stopped saying wear the masks. When I wasn't wearing the mask anyway, but at least the temperature was that you wouldn't have to focus on that, pushing back on that.
Right.
So we said, okay.
Right.
And even you know, over there in the Biden Nazi regime, they were not even pushing the masks. And we're like, oh, good, we're going to focus on border. We're going after the Constitution. We're going after Governor Doug Ducey. We're going after the sheriffs because we knew we had the law on our side. We had the petitions. We had a whole strategy. We were going to rope in people in Texas, New Mexico. We were going to rope in people in California. And then all of a sudden, it was literally, we got hit by one of those very expensive 2x4s, you know, the ones you used to knock people in the head with to make little common sense taps that you can't afford anymore because they're too expensive. So we turn around and all of a sudden they start talking about masks and the mandates and the vaccine mandates. Da, da, da. And I'm like, what happened? Like literally, whoa, now we can't do border. We can't do what? Whoa. I went, oh, here we go. This is it. So I went, all right, this is, and then of course now it's literally like the Biden nuclear bomb exploded. I mean, it's on fast track to hell. Literally hell is where we're headed.
But you know, the good news about that, Michelle, is that we can see that the cabal is so panicked that they are pulling out all the stops. And I'm sure you know, but a lot of your listeners may not, that San Diego County just passed a mandate that children in public school have to get the V, not just wear a mask, don't just suffocate them, but now let's kill them. And it is, you know, I'm not, as you know, I'm not exaggerating. That is the truth.
No, you will die. You will die if you get the vaccine.
Yeah,
if you
absolutely.
Get the non-vaccine,
and
you will die. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. You will die, yes.
Exactly. And do you know that yesterday, front page of the UK Times was doctors cannot figure out why suddenly so many people are dying of the common yet potentially fatal heart attack. What do you mean they can't figure it out? Of course they know why these people are dying.
Exactly.
But,
know.
You know, when you have six neighbors and three of them just died of a heart attack a week after the V, but the thing is, and this is what people do not know, the CDC changed the definition of vaccine, which we know, and it now includes gene therapy. But the mm-hmm. other thing they did is they claim that if you have any contraindications after having the vaccine within 14 days, so before the 15th day after, even if it's death, they claim that you are unvaccinated because you're not considered vaccinated until the 15th day after you were vaccinated. So if you die within the first 14 days, they say you were unvaxxed. So that's why they're saying all these COVID cases in hospitals, which they know are at least 80% of the COVID cases in hospitals, are from vaxxed people. So this is just, the whole lie has just gone up. They've literally changed definitions, changed laws, changed everything in order to still try to cover it up. And unfortunately, some blind sheeple are going along with it. It's crazy. I can't even fathom how anyone can still believe these lies.
Well, and I agree with you. It's what they just keep bobbing and weaving, and they just change instead of, because their message is poor, because their facts are lacking,
right,
and because of the things that are happening, they just change definitions. Like, they've been doing this all along. They change a definition of a word. So man is not a man, a woman is not a woman. And you're just like, wait, what? I don't understand.
Right.
She, him, who, or what? They, there, what? Ah, I don't, what happened? I don't get it. Like,
right.
I add a letter. I'm confused. I don't get it. I just, whoa. So you have to be, basically, if it isn't obvious at this point, then you cannot believe these people.
You don't get it because you are a white supremacist. Just deal with it, accept it, and that is why you didn't understand this whole entire thing.
I'm a white supremacist, and according to the Department of Homeland Security, I am also a homegrown terrorist, and I have white rage. I have white rage.
Yeah.
That's what I have. I have that too. Still wondering what that
is.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't help it, but you do have to rectify it. You have to rectify it, though.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Oh, it literally has gotten to be so funny if it weren't so scary and sad. I mean, right?
Well,
it's just like crazy.
It's funny for those who actually can see it for what it's really worth. What concerns me is that there are so many people out there that literally are, that they're brainwashed. They're brainwashed by this manipulation, which is not overnight. This is something that they've been doing for decades for us. We've been conditioned to that, right?
Exactly.
So what you've been told is all a lie. And once you can accept
exactly.
that everything you've been told from every single category, every single entity, you name it, has been a lie. I'm even questioning 2 and 2 is 4 at this point. So you have to accept that. And then all of a sudden you look at everybody and go, you could see right through them. You're like, you're a fraud. You're a liar. You're corrupt. It's shady. It's a Ponzi scheme. And once you see that, then you see what it's really all about. And then you can start, it'll all make sense to you because just that's where we are. And some people are on their way, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it's funny because, you know, I have a background in neuroscience. I love neuroscience, the way the brain works. And I was just thinking the other day about that. How can these people not see? Because it seems like they're getting more staunch in their set ways. And now they're saying, go ahead and force us to be vaxxed. It's, those unvaxxers are killing us and they're getting worse. But I thought about something I learned, and I actually teach, that only 3% of what we believe and think and everything, what we say, what we think we believe, is conscious. But that 97% subconscious actually knows the truth normally. And I think these people know the truth, but what's happening is they're so convinced by their conscious that it's, you know, we're the freaks and they're the sane ones. But the thing is, because exactly what you said, if they accept the fact that this vaccine is deadly, not just kind of inconvenient, but deadly, then they have to accept accept that we've been lied to for years. These people are mm-hmm. actually trying to kill us. They're pushing it, even though they're doctors and scientists. And why are they, you know, why are they pushing this? They must know how dangerous it is. So mm-hmm. literally, mm-hmm. it's kind of that that anomaly in our brains that protect us. And I think, and it literally has just in the last couple of days, because I was very frustrated after a very long conversation about this whole thing a few days ago. And I thought, I get that they were ignorant. Now they can't be ignorant. All they have to do is the smallest bit of research and they will see the truth. So they must be stupid. And then I realized, no, they literally already have cognitive dissonance and they don't even know mm-hmm. all the truth yet. So it's going to be,
You're spot on that. This is what you're saying for those of you that have kind of heard this, some of these words or this perspective for the first time. This is the conversation that I had with the attorney, Alan Phillips, who's coming on the show because we were talking about, and he's a vaccine rights attorney, but he's been one for like 30 years. So he is with talking about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, because it was so interesting because when the beginning of the conversation, we were friends, but we were far apart on what he was talking about versus me. And as we talked over, say, an hour, we ended up like literally finishing each other's sentences because I understood what he was talking about. And he's so smart. He's like an Einstein person, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, Einstein talking to me. You know what I mean? But you're exactly right. The way you just described it is exactly what the problem is. And part of it has to do with critical thinking too. And when I had Dr. Larry Pilevsky on the show, episode 213, that is an incredible episode for people to listen to because it talks about what we're talking about right now. And you're wondering how people actually buy into it. It not only is it the indoctrination, it's the propaganda that's been exposed to them and literally the brainwashing. And that's all like that. These are systems. These are psychological tactics that are used in war, And these are all used in war.
And the CIA is very, very good at it. That is what they've done since their inception. But the point you just made too about critical thinking, when you're, and this goes along with, I've taught self-defense for many, many years. And when you are in fear, you cannot use critical thinking. That's why I teach adrenaline-based self-defense, because you have to automatically react. You are not going to have time to think, okay, well, this is happening, and I think I'll do this. And I remember learning that, you know, you can't. It has to be an automatic response. So besides all these people being in fear, they have no critical thinking. The other thing is the lack of oxygen from wearing masks. And I don't know about Arizona, but Southern California, I left on August 1st to go to Kentucky, and I came back mid-September. When I left, hardly anyone was wearing masks at the beach. I mean, I get that inland it's different, but beach people are, you know, riding bikes and whatever. No one was wearing masks by the time when I left. When I came back mid-September, everybody's wearing masks. They're shouting at people that don't. They've all gotten the V. It's like, what happened while I was gone? I do not know what happened during the month of August. But all of a sudden, and they're not forced to. It's like Costco, all those places have had so many lawsuits that they can no longer mandate it. They encourage it. But Walmart and Costco, think about both of them, they have had tremendous class action lawsuits. And, of course, the media is keeping it silent, but they can't afford, they're going to lose these suits, and they are going to have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions. So they're like, you know, recommending it. So I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden everybody's wearing masks, even when they're in their cars alone, riding bikes in this beautiful sunshine. It's like, what? You're going to die. You're going to pass out.
Exactly. Oh my, it's riding in the car. Well, part of it I think is the people in the state of California, you know, but it's fight or flight part of it. But what was interesting, I listened to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny a couple months ago do a show, and she said, you know, she was talking, I don't remember what show it was on, and she was saying, hey, you know, I've been thinking about it, and it hit me the other day why these people are clinging to the mask. And the one host is like, what is it? Because I can't figure it out. Because it actually, you not only are you breathing your own dirty air, you're breathing in carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide. And when you breathe carbon dioxide, usually that's like if you wanted to like no longer be here, you pop the, you put
it
the car on
you.
in the garage and you let the, you know, let it fill
yes.
up. You know, that's like, hello, right? She said, it's because people have now become addicted to fear. And she said, that's why I think they're wearing the mask, because
absolutely.
It's this fear. And that's because they have this addiction now to it. And I went, wow.
It's protection.
Like,
it's, you're right. I think you're right.
Addiction
to
the fear.
I think plus, look at all the money you
it's
save on lipstick.
But it's all
look
bullshit.
At all the money you save on lipstick, Michelle. I know you and I don't, because we don't ever wear masks. But
no, God, no.
People
no.
that are saving... You know, these companies, Guerlain and those really expensive ones, need to come out and start suing these mask makers. But I will tell you, there is a lot of good going on. There is, you know, Durham investigation is starting to drop some things. The President Trump, whom we know is in charge of Space Force, just today, today's Friday, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just today, Space Force absorbed the naval and air programs. That is huge, huge, huge. So hopefully this is the first time your listeners are hearing this. I got it from very, very reliable sources. And it's telling us that the Patriots are actually in control, even though it looks like the cabal is just, I mean, they're pulling out every, their deep state, whatever you want to call them, black hats. They are pulling out every last chance of doing anything. They're stopping they're trying to stop Iraq from announcing their new money. They have now gold-backed their own money. They have completely disassociated from the U.S. greenback dollar, which is, you know, worthless. Everybody knows it's worthless, even the, you know, those fighting to pretend like it's good. But there is a lot of good stuff coming out. I have been bombarded all week with just sources coming in whom I have not heard from. I mean, I've had to really pick to get stuff out the last month or so, and all of a sudden the sources are coming in. So the good news is back. We are ready to, anyway, lots of other good stuff, but just wanted to share that with you.
No, that's great. That kind of parallels with what Maria Zach, when she came on as my guest on yesterday's show on Dr. Ellen Key's show that I guest hosted, and she dropped all these bombs on us, and I called her just because I knew that she was working on some stuff, so I figured hey, jump on it and be my guest, and she broke the news that she's been working with a billionaire out of France for the past couple months, and then on September 1st he bought this data bank of information that has all the information and corruption and crimes of all the people that are in that deep state, the shadow government.
Wow.
Is actually, she said there's 38 of them, and they all the information's on there. So then now it's in his control, which I can't get my arms around a person owning the information, but that's irrelevant. I'm just going with what she said because my brain's still like, wait, how could one guy have this? But, you know, take that out of the picture.
Right.
And then he said he's going to expose them, and he is doing certain things to get positioned. And apparently the good guys have talked to the bad guys, and the bad guys are saying, okay, the gig is up, right? Because you have all this that's going to be released to the American people. But apparently there's one or two holdouts. So that's where, so I said to her, you know, what does that mean? She goes, well, you know, if it's like an animal, you corner an animal, what happens? That thing's going to kind of, it's going to give it one last shot before it thinks it's going to get taken out. So she said, I think it's going to get really bad before it gets really good. So that's why I'm saying that. I don't think it's long before they play their card to something really bad.
I've been hearing that, and actually one of my military sources said basically prepare for World War III and know that it's not as it appears, that it's actually the White Hats are actually in control. So I will tell you, it's interesting because I love Maria Zach. I know we met her the first time I met her, at least, was at Clay Clark's dinner that we had.
Yeah, but we were in line to get our dinner, remember?
Yeah, that's right. And And I would love, I'll have to listen to her show, so send me the link, then I don't have to look for it. You have so many links. You have so many amazing people on, I can't even keep up. But,
well, thank you. I thank
but
you.
I am
including
hearing,
yourself, including you.
Aw, thank you. But the last 2 weekends, there have been huge, huge arrests of the deep state. And what I would say about this billionaire in France who has this record, I'm sure you've met, have I introduced you to my friend George? He's the one who hacked the DNC, the whole Hillary's emails and all that. Have you met
you
him?
Haven't introduced, but you
oh my
I
gosh,
saw you,
you
guys do the radio show.
Okay, yeah, you need to have him on because he's got
I'd
he
love
is
to.
World hacker. Worldwide. He actually hacks for the CIA, but he's a good guy. So anyway, so the thing about this billionaire having it, I guarantee if he has it, the White Hats have it too. And from what I understand, the last 2 weekends, and actually the last month and a half, but especially the last 2 weekends, a lot of huge people have been taken down. And, you know, people, I hate to say it, but I'm just going to come out and say it right here. There are a lot of sites like Real Raw News and others like that. They're fake. I know they're saying these people are in Gitmo, these people have been hung, all these people have been arrested. No, that's not true. They're exaggerating. Some of the people, yes, have been taken down, but the majority of the people they have on their long list, it's not true, and yet people are counting on it being true. They can't wait to get their Real Raw News because it's, you know, amazing. And, yeah, I wish it were all true, but it's not. So, but Reno, as you know, Michelle, and I don't know if your listeners would know this, but Reno has always been a big deep state mafia. Reno has a lot. Everyone thinks of Vegas, and Vegas does have a lot of mafia control. But Reno is where they're all housed, where the billionaires are, where the wealthy deep state people are. And so many of them have been taken down over the last month or so. And so we are, I believe, even though I was told that we are expected to see a World War III, and don't forget, White Hats are in control, so don't do anything in fear. So heard, and I'm going to go ahead and drop this here. I heard from 2 sources. I confirmed it with another source when the first one told me they are very well connected. They have told me that President Trump will be back in the White House this weekend. Not that he will be declared as president yet, but remember what President Trump said in Georgia. He said, by the way, I never conceded. There was never a concession.
Mm-hmm.
And he always speaks, not necessarily, he does speak in code too, but that was blatant. And I know people missed it. I know I've talked to so many people and most people didn't even notice he said that. Are you kidding me? He was telling us, I have never conceded. I am still your president, because when he declared a state of emergency on November 9th, after the election, they knew in 2016 that 2020 was going to be stolen. It's absolutely almost ignorant to think that they didn't know it was going to be stolen. They know 2016 was set up to be stolen, and President Trump broke the algorithms. But what happened is by November 3rd, November 4th of 2020, President Trump, just after that, started setting things in position. Now, look at this. He put in Ezra Cohen Watnick. He put in Christopher Miller. He put in, there's a couple others that are just, it's like, okay, and Biden didn't take them out. That is, people need to look at these things happening and realize President Trump's still in control. And I know people are like, oh, if he is, what about Afghanistan? Yes, we have a shadow presidency. Yes, there are 2 presidents, both with power right now. But I promise you, President Trump has a whole lot more power than Biden does. And the other thing is, it was not, so people didn't pay attention to this. Afghanistan, it should have been our military in control. It was not. It was our State Department,
right.
Blinken. And we all know about WestExec, and Blinken actually ran WestExec. Every employee from WestExec is on Biden's administration. They're all part of Obama's administration. It is, the corruption has been right there in the fake White House this whole time. And but they were actually on the grounds of the White House when President Trump was in the Oval Office. This whole West exec had their building right there down the street, what they call the I think it's called like the open road or something from the White House, literally on the ground. So, but trust me, President Trump knew. It's not like this is all caught him by surprise and, oh, my gosh, the cabal is so much deeper. I do believe some people he thought were on his side were not. But
I think
again,
a lot of them.
I don't know.
A lot.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't. I can't play 5D chess. He is getting intel, and I know that people around him give him advice that's wrong and bad and for his destruction. I think he's above it. I think he sees it all. And the things that I'm hearing right now and some of the stuff I can't share publicly yet, I think we are in for a very hot but a very amazing October. I think we're going to have some crazy things happen that are just like, how can this even be? Well, we're already at that point. How can this be the United States? But
oh, I've had it. I've had it.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, you know, Michelle, and I've got to sum it up here because Bob's sitting in the queue. Bob Sisson is ready to jump on. But the problem is that there's collateral damage all this time, and you're going to see a lot more of it here. And now we're dealing, because you're dealing with a non-vaccine, and then spike proteins, and then those people shedding on people like you and I who are healthy. You're having deaths. Okay. So yes, you're having adverse events where people are having all kinds of crazy things and sicknesses and illnesses, but people are literally dying now because of these nefarious actions. And that's where you got to, at that point, it changes the game.
I have to address this before I go. And I see, I don't know how the time went so fast, but I have to address this before I go because everybody asks me that. What about all the deaths? And they hate President Trump because of it and all this. There is collateral damage in war, period. We all know that. You realize if Trump weren't willing to come on, and remember, Trump was asked to run. Five men were asked to run. Donald Trump was the only one willing to do it, to go through what he's gone through, over 103 assassination attempts, putting his family on the line. His wife had an assassination attempt. His son had an assassination attempt. He put his family and his life on the line to go ahead and do what they asked him to do. But I will tell you, there is always collateral damage in war. This is World War III. But if the plan had gone about, and you can read Agenda 21, you can read Agenda 2030, then the World Economic Forum, Rockefeller Foundation, Operation Lockstep, all these things, if you read those agendas, Hillary was supposed to have implemented the New World Order on January 1st of 2020. They intended for the population to go from almost 8 billion down to 2 billion by 2025. So if you look at that, billion killed by 2025 and down to 250 million by 2030, so the death that should have come had President Trump not stepped in would be no one. None of us would even be here because they only want people who are willing to be slaves and the elite. That's what they're trying to get down to. So, yes, there's been horrendous collateral damage, but it is nothing compared to what it would have been had President Trump said no.
Yeah,
so
that is a good point.
I will hang on and listen to your next guy. And so great to talk to you. Thank you for having me, Michelle. I so appreciate it. And God bless you all.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on. I'll shoot you some dates for later in the month. We'll have you come back on because there'll be so much happening by then. So I want you to come on and share that with the audience. And I'll shoot you the link for Maria and do the intro for George. I want to get him on this month too. So thank you, my friend. Plug your Facebook page. So your show at 5 p.m. on Mondays through Fridays on Facebook. Plug that real quick.
Yes. So please go to my show live at 5, Unredacted Truth on Facebook, Michelle Moore Winder. It's Michelle Moore Winder on Facebook. So do join me on Facebook. I'll have good news for you tonight, live at 5 Pacific time. All right. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
I can't believe
that. I love you too, my friend. I still can't believe that they haven't kicked her ass off permanently, but go figure. I have no idea how. I can't it's list crazy. My website, but you can have your show. I don't understand it.
Well,
whatever.
I'm
what
off,
are you going to do?
I'm off. I've been kicked off every other one. They've kicked me off Facebook so many times, and I've been back for like over a month. So I don't know.
I will survive. I will survive.
Really.
Hey.
It's God. I'm telling you. The only
oh, my God.
Speaking truth on God. So.
Have a good weekend, my friend. Thank you so much for coming
you too.
On.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh yeah, she was on the show episode 165. I want you to listen to that one. That was a really good one. So we talked. She came on the show before, and then we met in Tulsa at the Clay Clark's Reawakening event, and that was just awesome. So we spent 4 days together, which was a blast. So my next guest, I'm running a little late. I hope he's having some patience while he's been sitting in the queue. Mr. Bob Sisson. He was He's a born again. Born again, would you say Christian? Did they ever say that anymore? I'm going to ask him. Because you remember they used to say, well, I'm a born again Christian. I don't think they say that anymore. But he was born again in 1987 and immediately began reading the Bible, fascinated that the living God would save him. Everything he does is about encouraging people to get to know God, and his passion for the people of Uganda led him to teach 1,000 people the necessity of reading the Bible an hour each day. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, that's what I was supposed to. I keep telling people to do that. And then I'm not doing it myself. So he's going to give me kind of a tip on how to get into that groove. And in late 2018, he partnered with Bob Denny and Dr. Alan Keyes to begin IMTV, which is a digital television network whose goal is to change the entire world by making chlorine dioxide known and using it to glorify the risen and living Lord Jesus. He also hosts CLO2 TV on Brighteon.tv on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Audience, big round of applause. Bob Sisson, you're going to love this guy. But you know what, Bob? I forgot to tell you, give my little tagline. I was supposed to say a big round of applause for a God-loving, faith-spreading health hero. So there you go. How are you today?
Well, that's very sweet. I assume we're on.
Oh, we are on. We are live. Is these on? Yes, sir. We are live. We start at 12 and we just keep going. There's no pausing. It is just all ready to go. Share the story with the world. So, I saw you on the air today, but then I think it was just during the best of, right? That was a recorded program.
Well, no, that was live. We did that. Hmm. My wife and I did that this morning. By the way,
oh, that's your wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. She's funny. She wants to, and I can't even remember her name. I don't know where she comes up with this crazy stuff. We're really having a lot of fun. But I wanted to say to your last guest, I was really enjoying what she had to say, and I was curious who the other four people are, because I cannot think of any human being on this planet that could have done a tenth of what the president, our president, President Trump, has done. And so, I mean, you'd have to be the qualifications to do what he did. You'd have to been a very wealthy person from somewhere like New York that had been, you know, facing demons his whole life in order to withstand everything they threw at him. So I don't know who else might have been asked. I'd be curious to ask her. But I'm dang glad nobody else said yes, because he was the only one I could dream of that could do what he did.
Oh, totally
agree. And he's still doing.
Well, here's the thing. I think that it would have taken four people to actually do what he did. So you would need team president, because
exactly.
Trump doesn't, the man doesn't sleep. Like, he doesn't drink. He doesn't do drugs.
Yeah.
He does nothing but work. Who wouldn't want to have that guy in charge? Right. That's what you want. You don't want a pot smoking and cocaine doing like Obama. Right. You don't want that in there. Joe doesn't even know what day it is. So, you want somebody who just works all the time. It's an ideal candidate.
Well, but more than that, I think he was. I don't know that he's a Christian. And back to your thing about being born again, it means nothing anymore. There's like 60 million people in America that think they're born again. That's a joke. If there was only a million people that were being salt and light, none of this stuff would have happened that's happening right now. So we're down. Our numbers are very low, and that's why we're encouraging people to read the Bible and seek after God, because the reality is most people don't have a clue who God is. How could you? If you're not reading the Bible, you don't really know who God is. All you know is what you've heard. And so, anyway, just we're in a mess, and I don't think we're going to get out of this if President Trump came back in this weekend and everything, quote, went back to normal. Then, truthfully, spiritually speaking, nothing would have changed. So God, being sovereign over the whole earth, his desire is that we wake up, get off our butts, and start spending time with him so that we can get to know him and we can serve him. And so I don't see it getting back until, like you were saying, there's going to be a lot of sadness, a lot of suffering, because that's what happens. When you turn away from God, bad things happen. It has to be that way, from his perspective anyway.
Well, as far as the people still having confidence in these false authorities, and that's part of what this is all based on. You know, they're putting science in somebody like Anthony Fauci and the government ahead of, and listening to what they say, ahead of actually God and the immune system that he's giving you, which is the most probably powerful thing that you have in your body is your immune system. I mean, and you can be doing lots of things to protect yourself that you do not need. You don't need a non-vaccine, which is not even a vaccine. I call it a non-vaccine because it's not a vaccine, right? A vaccine has the traditional vaccine up until they changed everything with this version. It has the actual virus in it, so that way you build up the immunity or antibodies, whatever fancy word, so that when you do get it, it kind of bounces off of you, and you're not supposed to get the virus, the disease, whatever you want to call it. This is not the case. This is a bioweapon, so this is totally different. But it goes back to the transhumanism. It goes back to spirituality. You know, we're dealing with the battles between evil and good, and you're dealing with a demonic, satanic world and people and nefarious actions versus God, and people are still buying into it. So it's like, that's what it is. It's these false authorities that you've followed all of your life, that you literally you're worshiping them, right? It becomes people are worshiping. Like I saw the other day on a little segment. They have the Anthony Fauci prayer candles, like, you know, the one they have where the Pope, they usually have the Pope or whatever, but they had him on it. And it was real. Like you could buy it. And I went, oh my God. Or they have the little nativity scene now where they have masks on. And I was like, oh my God, that's almost like blasphemy. It's like sacrilegious. And I said, people or the governor in New York, she has a necklace that says Vax. I said, oh my God. That's like playing with fire. You know what I mean?
Well, all right. Let me comment because I want to get over to talking about how we win this thing. And I know I do shows with Mike Adams and Dr. Alan Keyes all the time, and they're always talking about what Satan's doing. And I'm going, I get bored thinking about those idiots. But anyway, what has happened, in my opinion, and my opinion's based on, I have read the entire Bible 180 times. So I like to say that, number one, to annoy people, which I'm sure that is annoying, but also to lay the groundwork of even an idiot, if they've read the Bible 180 times and you've only read it once or twice, they might know God better than you do, so maybe they know what they're talking about. But I'm saying that organized religion in America has opened the door to all this. If we had done what we were raised up to do, and that is to just preach the truth from the Word and be salt and light, none of this stuff would have happened. But now we are where we are, and God has given us chlorine dioxide, which is nothing more than what we call God's detox. It kills pathogens. It's used in half of the water systems in the country to purify water. There's 30,000 patents for it. It's approved by the FDA. Obviously, it's in the water. Everybody's getting a little bit of it anyway. If you get just a little more, it purifies all the water in your body, which is 70% of your body. And then people never get sick. People who are taking just, say, 15 drops a day. And the stuff, gosh, I always got to remember, the stuff is so, so cheap that the bottle that you get it in costs more than the product inside the bottle. And so, yeah, I don't know how to stop that from happening. But so I was talking to Mike Lindell the other day, and I told him, I said, Mike, you've got enough money to, I shouldn't say, to, I don't know if we're allowed to say the C word, but to help everybody on the planet recover their health. That's the right way to say that, I guess.
There's no censorship here. What's the C word? What?
Okay. Well, I would say cure. If we say cure,
yeah.
And I always try to specify that I'm from Alabama, so I spell it K-U-R-E, but I don't know if that's helpful. But nonetheless, we can literally, in Uganda, see, I've been using this stuff in Uganda for almost 10 years. I took Dr. Keys over there about 2.5 years ago just to have somebody with me, and we shot a documentary. We can kill malaria in 2 hours. I mean, there's a documentary that shows that, blood test and all. So, but that's nothing compared to what all see, God is healing everybody, but the problem is the demons are putting, I mean, I was looking today, they're spraying stuff everywhere in East Tennessee where I live, but and our food, our water, our air, they're constantly bombarding us with stuff that is detrimental to our health. And so if we don't combat that with a good detox, then we're going downhill. We're going downhill fast. But we're going to beat these guys because chlorine dioxide is cheap. There's 7,000 doctors in a group called Commusob, commusob.com, and 70,000 other professionals in Central Mexico and Central and South America. Most of them are using chlorine dioxide. Truthfully, they have to do it in homes because the FDA and other powerful pharmaceutical kind of folks won't let them use it in the hospital, but they don't care. Most of them will tell you, you can have my license if you really need it that bad. I will never quit using chlorine dioxide. And now for the first time, I can actually go around curing people instead of just treating people, which is always what these idiots have been doing anyway. So very exciting times, but we got to get the word out. If any of your listeners want to know more, there is a great Telegram channel. It's Chlorine Dioxide Testimonies. I really have nothing to do with it, but I try to keep up with those guys. And I did have one of those guys on my show. By the way, I have a CLO2.tv show on Brighton TV Thursdays at 11 a.m. And yesterday, I had a colonel in the Mexican military, and he was saying that chlorine, he has proof that chlorine dioxide reverses the damage done by the vaccines. That's really good news for the couple of billion people that have made a massive mistake.
You know, it's interesting. I didn't realize that we're using it in the water systems to filter it, right? And then you said that it was approved by the FDA. But the same FDA that approved it won't allow you to buy it. And then the one guy that was selling it, which you, Mike Adams, had him on the show, I think, and then, of course, he went on your show and you were talking about it. They scooped him up and threw him in a prison in a foreign country. So there's a guy in jail for selling it.
Yeah, but, well.
Right?
But Ann saying that it cures COVID. See, that's where Mark went wrong. And he actually said that. I was doing a show with Alan. We were running the InfoWars show out of our studio in East Tennessee, and Alex was up in Washington at CPAC, and Mark came on, and we told him, don't say cure. And not on Alex's show because that'll get Alex in trouble. And doggone, he did it anyway. So some of the stuff he brought on himself, he had started a church and thinking that that could protect him and should have, quite frankly, protected him. But he bucked. He bucked too much. He was selling the product. He really wasn't. He was allowing donations. And but it's weird. These demons love money so much. If they see us making money, that's why they deplatform so many of your guests and so many people off of these platforms, because they start making money. And these idiots are, it's like they're printing trillions of dollars. What the heck, people? But the Bible tells us, he who loves money never has money enough. These fools, they're not going to stop. We have to stop them.
Yeah, well, the problem is we, the American people, we keep fueling the beast, right? We're making donations to their political campaigns. We're still donating to these PACs. We're donating to foundations and certain nonprofits and NGOs when you need to stop all of that, right? You don't need to give any money to a political candidate right now because things are going to be really hairy here soon, so you don't have to worry about who's going to run. And if you don't have paper ballots and you have machines, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be the person that's going to win, so it's money wasted.
Well, I mean, they've been our government, and we knew about this. We've been swaying elections all over the world for a long time, and we just thought it was funny in a sense. And now that was just practice for them to come to us. But we deserve that in a sense that, we should have, we being Christian, honest, conservative people, should have called for an end to that a long time ago. But we're funding it, not only giving, writing a check, but we order stuff off Amazon. We shop at coffee places that are, that are owned by demons, and we know it. And but even further than that, we buy pharmaceutical drugs. My argument, and I believe, and I interviewed Stella Emanuel last night, and of course she doesn't know about. Well, see, she's on Brighteon TV, so I have access to really all those people. But so she's pushing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, but even those things, if when we buy those, the pharmaceutical people are getting money for that. I don't believe, and back up a minute, I think everybody probably, if you're not a Christian and you don't feel like that the Bible precludes you from taking a pharmaceutical toxin into your body, then by all means, get you some ivermectin. I'm not saying that. But for born-again people, we shouldn't be putting toxins in our body. I don't care what good they do. Especially if God has given us something that's natural like chlorine dioxide that can do the same thing. And as a matter of fact, there's evidence that if you get on your deathbed, seriously, you're a few hours from death, chlorine dioxide will bring you back, but ivermectin will not, neither will hydroxychloroquine. But and she was saying, and rightly so, that hydroxychloroquine is best used as a prophylactic. In other words, you can get some and take a little bit all along. You should be protected. But anyway, and go back another step. We've been buying insurance. And I got to do a little short clip about that. But as Christians, when I got saved, I determined that I would not dishonor God by buying health insurance. And I've never needed it, really. But because big insurance companies are nothing more than a collection of people with some fat cat at the top that are really pushing the whole system. They actually, the insurance companies use all our money, and they're doing buying stock and they're manipulating things. It's just our whole systems are all evil, and we're going to have to win this thing, but we're going to have to redo the whole thought about hospitals and about doctors and about medical. The whole medical system is corrupt. To be honest, all our system, our government system's corrupt. Our medical system is corrupt, and our religious systems have been corrupted. So we got to rethink it all.
I totally agree. I keep trying to enlighten people to that is the world that we're in now. Basically, we've been lied to our whole lives. We've been misdirected. Everything that you've been told is not true. And once you realize that, you can't accept the fact that, and you're going to look at people differently, and you're going to kind of, like you're giving perfect examples, and that's what needs to happen. The whole system, it needs to actually implode because it can't be fixed because there's too much corruption. It's too big. There's too many nefarious characters. So it actually has to, implode. I think that that's the path that we're on. And even the financial system is a complete disaster. And I think that is getting close to imploding on its own without any extra help. And then what's going to be left over is we now can go back to the fundamentals, something called, you know, the Constitution. You remember that, Bob, right? That was something that people haven't followed for like 19 or 20 months, right in your face. They haven't followed it. And they get rid of the nefarious characters. And then you have to rebuild, but rebuild the right way. And get rid of the people that need to go away. But, you know, like the big pharma thing is huge. But they revealed themselves to be corrupt. I mean, their credibility is gone. As far as I'm concerned, they have no credibility. The people that are still giving them the credibility are the ones that are still worshiping them and in a false authority capacity where they probably just went and bought an I Heart Anthony Fauci t-shirt. I mean, you know what I mean? At this point, those people, you can't help them. But unfortunately, you know, I'm going to be blunt. They probably did take the non-vaccine and something's going to happen to them here, you know, over just a matter of time. So, you know, it is what it is because they're not smart enough to take your chlorine dioxide.
Well, actually, I think you may be mistaken. We think that the deep state people and the Chinese, when they were spraying that stuff in Wuhan, that let me back up a minute. When the anthrax was in the government building, Senate building, I believe, up in Washington years and years ago, you can look this up on YouTube, the government checked everything out, and they brought in chlorine dioxide to kill that. Our government, as early as the 60s, 1960, this stuff's been around since 1814 when it was discovered by Sir something Davies. So it's been around a while. And our government tested it in the 60s, and they realized that it kills every pathogen there is. And it freaked them out because even back then, they knew they were going to do what they're doing now. Those plans were already in place. And so they freaked out and they said, we cannot let the common people know about this. But Dr. Keyes and several of us, we're pretty convinced that they wouldn't have released that that bioweapon, whatever the heck it is. They wouldn't have released it on mankind unless they knew they were secured. And it sure as heck wasn't a vax that they thought was going to help them. Obviously, you know, that wasn't it. But let me say this. As we look to redo all our systems, I'm beginning to hear, and if you follow a lot of these conservative people, well-meaning people, people that I know, people that I love, you're going to start hearing people saying, even the Bible, you know, all this fake news. Well, it turns out that the Bible, there should have been, there's all these other books. There's the book of Maccabees and the book of this and the book of that. And here's what I believe. You know, God said that he will preserve his word throughout all eternity. And I do not believe, I think that well-meaning people, there's only 66 books in the Bible and nobody's reading them. Somebody said the other day that there were 740 other books or something crazy like that that should have been in the Bible that aren't. Now, folks, that's sheer madness because if we don't have one thing, one anchor for our souls, if we go to tearing down everything, the medical, the political, and the all our other systems, or even religious, I'm saying the system itself, but the Bible? No, the Bible's the Word of God. It is exactly what God wanted you to know, and if you read it, that you're learning everything that you need to know about God. Deuteronomy 29:29 says the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and our children forever. So God revealed himself three separate occasions. Nobody knows, really. I shouldn't say nobody, because a few people only know about the first time God revealed himself. And just, this is common sense, was in creation. Obviously, for the first several thousand years of existence, man needed to have some way of reading or looking and understanding who he is and who God is. And then, of course, in the process of time, God called out the Jews, and they were used to write what we know as the Bible, the written word of God. And then ultimately, in order to really redeem us, he sent his own son, the living word, the Lord Jesus, to save us from our sins. Because ultimately, here's the deal. We were created without sin, and if we had remained without sin, we would have been living with God forever just as a natural. That's the way it was supposed to be. But once we sinned and chose not to obey him, we thought, well, we can do better than that, which is in essence what the modern church has done. The Lord Jesus said, I will build my church. And the modern people, no, you're not, you don't know how to do that. We'll show you how to do it, which, of course, we just did, and now you got what we got. But the Lord Jesus had to come, which the Bible says is the second Adam. The first Adam messed it up. The second Adam came and lived the perfect life that the first Adam couldn't live. And now, if we will yield to him, follow him, surrender to him, whatever you want to say, it ain't a magic prayer, but it is a giving over of control of your life to the one who created you, who knows what is best. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people go, oh, I don't want to do that, man. I'll never have any fun. Folks, I'm telling you, I am having the absolute time of my life. I mean, I get to go talk to Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Lynn Wood, all the, and I'm a plumber. I'm an uneducated plumber, and I am talking and hanging out and doing shows with some of the great people on the planet. And at the same time, I get to know God. I get to spend an hour every morning with the living God. It don't get no better than this.
You know, I'm glad that you said that, because that's the stereotype, right? That people that are close to God, believe in God, have a relationship with him, read the Bible. You know, they call them Bible thumpers, or a bunch of, you know, straight and narrow people that they can't, they don't have any fun. Well, you know, we'll define fun.
No,
is that just, is fun going to a bar and getting drunk? I mean, is that your definition of fun? Well, you know what I mean? It's like, what do you mean that you have to clarify what you mean by fun. Just fun doesn't mean you have to do bad things, right? There's a lot of good things you can do, and you can still
be
loving God. There's nothing wrong with that. But they did that on purpose, though, Bob. They wanted you to have that. They wanted to make that stereotype so people wouldn't think it's cool to be
close
to God.
We did that to ourselves. The one thing you mentioned there, I was at the Smoky Mountain Brewery last night and had a beer with a disciple of mine. He wasn't drinking because he's part of organized religion. And so that's what they've done to us. But if you people would read the Bible, I'll tell you, this is great. This is in Deuteronomy, and this is probably going to get me in trouble with somebody, but not with God. But in Deuteronomy, God says that when you go in the promised land, they weren't in the Holy Land yet. When you go in the promised land and I make a place for my name to preside, that would be Jerusalem later on. But he said, if you live a long way off and you want to come and offer me an offering, you can just take your money in your hand, come, and he says you can buy an ox or a sheep, wine or strong drink, and celebrate there before the Lord your God. I'm telling you, God is no stick in the mud. Now, you get drunk, you're not going to go to heaven if you're a drunkard. But if you like to have a glass of wine or a beer and rejoice and have fun, hey, man, totally okay. In the Old Testament, one of the offerings that was brought morning and evening was like a half a hin of wine. You think God was trying to collect all the wine and pour it out on the altar or something so people wouldn't drink? This is crazy. You're being lied to and deceived by organized religion that is just, I don't know what they think they're up to, But here's the key. If your pastor or your religious person, whoever you're trying to get to God through, number one, you can't get to God through anybody. And he's right there. You got a Bible. Everybody's got a Bible. Read the dang thing. But anyway, if your leader or your person you're watching, if they're not telling you to read the Bible, they're not reading it. And if they're not reading it, they're not walking with God. You can't walk with anybody. You can't be close to anybody that you're not having a conversation with. And by the way, if you're talking to somebody as mighty as the living and creator God, it's good that you let him talk. Now, when he's done talking, if you want to say, hey, I'd like to get a car, or I'd like to get this, or really what you should be saying is, I wished I had some chlorine dioxide to share with my neighbor because she's sick. And you talk about fun. You want to hear fun. Get you, and you can make this stuff in your own house. You don't have to buy it from anybody. Buy the sodium chloride flakes off of Stellar Chemical Corp and mix it with water. End of story, you're done. And go out and help everybody in your town. And then your phone will be ringing off the hook with people calling, oh, I can't believe this. My husband was dying of COVID, and now he's better. It's only been 2 days. And I mean, and on and on and on. Now, that's fun. I mean, that is
that's
really
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody can do it. I mean, here's what's really fun is these doctors have spent 10 or 11, 12 years of their lives. They've gone to medical school. They've spent all that time and all that money, and they can't cure anything because they don't even attempt to because their overlords are trying to kill us. So they've got them treating symptoms, and mm-hmm. here you are, a plumber without an education, and I'm going out, and I'm literally giving people stuff that detoxes their body, and God is healing them. And I'm telling you, that is a lot of fun.
And I want to thank you for sending me my supply, and I've been taking it, and I'm working my way up to those 15 drops, and I am noticing certain things after about, I think I'm almost at a week. I got it last weekend. So I'm doing that so I can report to people and encourage them to actually start doing this. So it's starting. But you said it takes time,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Like the pathogens, depending on what you've got, you know what I mean? And it could be anything. Just, you know, and it's a detox, too. So it's just a matter of you gotta have patience. It doesn't – sometimes, depending on what it is, it doesn't happen overnight, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, just it took you a long time to accumulate all the stuff that was accumulated for really 71 years in my case. But
right.
But I'll tell you something. All the time, if you – once you – once God shows you what it is, and it is only a detox, it's not medicine, but it's a detox. But once God shows you and you start sharing it, you will start hearing all kinds of things. An example, 2 weeks ago today, a lady called me. I was at Pastor Wayne's office where I get together with – I'm discipling a pastor. I hope too many people in this town ain't listening, but I'm discipling a pastor because – when I started hanging out with him, he really wasn't reading his Bible. I hope he ain't listening, but he really wasn't. He knows it. But at any rate, I get a phone call. A lady says, my daughter has pandas, and we've, for 5 years, and we've traveled all over the country, and we can't find any relief for her. It's completely tore up our family. And it turned out she was close by. I said, well, come on over. We gave them some stuff. And in that 2 week time, the daughter who's so messed up she can't go to public school, and she has her teacher, who is a private teacher, has come in several days ago. So it was only like after a little over a week, and said, "What are you doing?" And the parents are going because they knew what was happening. I mean, they knew, they'd already seen it. Pandas is something where you got a twitch kind of thing. So like every 3 seconds, she would have an involuntary jerk. And there's millions of people that have this problem. And they said they'd already, after 3 or 4 days, they had already videoed her sitting outside going over a minute without a twitch. And they can't remember in the last several years her not having twitches like 3 seconds. And but then her teacher calls and says, what in the world? And then gave 2 or 3 major differences in her schoolwork. And then the father called me today. Well, we talk all the time. He's so fired up. He's building websites. He's doing all kinds of stuff to promote chlorine dioxide because he's just like blew his mind. But he said that his brain fog is gone. And see, brain fog is something that these guys have been doing to us, whether it's fluoride or stuff we don't even know about yet. But these demons have been – for years, I've had difficulty praying. I'll be praying in my mind, just cannot focus. And so I know, and I'm hoping God cuts us all a little slack because of what these guys have done to us. And now – they're trying to put something in our body, change our DNA, where it may even become more difficult for us to connect to God. And somebody was saying the other day about the calcification of the pituitary gland, if I'm saying all that right. Remember, I'm a plumber, and I only have like, and this is encouragement to all your people out there, ordinary people, that's who God really, really, really likes to use. Because if I was super good looking and super smart, then God wouldn't get the glory. You'd think it was me doing it. But when you find out,
or Joel
this guy's
Osteen,
a goofy,
right? Like a Joel
yeah,
Osteen,
oh God, don't
or
get
Franklin
started.
Graham.
But well, yeah, I don't like him either. I, by the way, we took this to Franklin Graham's people. We took chlorine dioxide. There's a doctor that runs, I don't know if he ran all of Africa, but there was a head guy they sent us to. I'll think of his name in a minute. And I think it was Lance. Maybe not. But anyway, and they wouldn't even listen to us. And they could have stopped the entire COVID thing by just announcing, because they got a big network announcing this. But one more thought as an encouragement to the ordinary people out there. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are looking at organized religion. And they're going, that's a bunch of BS. That was my Bob Sisson. That's my initials. But that's a bunch of hooey because and it's obvious to everyone that organized religion is not real. So what we've done, we've just gone off on a tangent and decided, you know, that maybe I should be a Buddhist or whatever. But what they don't realize is that isn't. I mean, God knows that's a bunch of whatever as well. But here's what's interesting. The Lord Jesus had 12 disciples. One of them was Judas, so he really only had 11. But of the 11, he had three that were closest to him. It was Peter, James, and John. And so whenever he was doing something like raising somebody from the dead or when he went up on the Mount of Transfiguration, he took with him Peter, James, and John. And what's interesting about those three men is they were wild and crazy. James and John were the sons of Boanerges, or however you pronounce that, but it translates sons of thunder. And they were like, oh, gosh. They went to a town one time, and the people didn't welcome them. And they said, hey, Jesus, let's call down fire from heaven and destroy this city. I mean, they were wild and crazy and rough and gruff. Hmm. They were hard workers. They were fishermen. And Peter... good Lord, Peter stuck his foot in his mouth every time he started talking. He was saying something crazy, you know. And the point is this, God, the living God, loves movers and shakers. He loves people that aren't like, you know, your typical, well, brother, praise God, and we'll try to get something done next week. You know, no, he wants people of action.
That's great.
He wants people with a pair of, what you call it? And he wants people that'll grab a Bible and go out and change the world. Go ahead.
Yeah. I asked you to come on for a half an hour, so I'm pushing the envelope here by going over. Before we kind of wrap it up, since you are Mr. Bible, I mean, 180 times, that's a lot. Where would you suggest that somebody spends the first hour? For somebody who hasn't done it before, or even if they did years ago, maybe they went to Catholic school for, you know, a couple of years, but they don't remember anything. Where would you want them to start that you think would engage them and want them to keep going? Because if we give them the wrong thing to start with, then they might get frustrated. They might say, I'm not catching. I'm not relating. Where should what's the hook? Where do we get them?
Well, all right. You know, historically, and I think if with the way you asked that question, you'd start in the Gospel of John. You know, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So you can't get a better start than that. However, once you realize that you're actually holding in your hands the Word of God, who Jesus is the Word of God, so there's not a big difference between the two. Once you realize what you're onto, then you go to Genesis and you read through the entire Bible, not thinking that you're reading so that you can explain it or even understand it. You're reading it because it's the Word of God, and you're listening to the voice of your Creator. So, and Jesus also said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So it's critically important that you read the whole Bible, but the way you ask the question, the Gospel of John is a good place to start because it's the one that tells us the most that Jesus is God. It's critical that you realize that Jesus is God because that's the key to understanding everything about why God is trying to connect us. Hey, you clowns. But anyway, I don't want to take anybody else's time, but thank you for the opportunity to share with your audience.
Oh, I think you're fascinating, Bob. I definitely want to have you come back on and give some encouragement to people. And then, of course, once this chlorine dioxide work kicks in for me, and then I can share some stories with the audience and we could talk about that more so in healing. And I'm going to encourage other people to go ahead and start taking it. We have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain, right? And you can make it yourself. Yeah, and we can buy the ingredients on, I hate to say the word, Amazon, but that's pretty much where people should the ingredient, right?
Or eBay, but there's can get a set of bottles for like $21 or $2 free shipping, and a set of bottles can cure 40 people of COVID and 80 people of malaria. So you get a lot of bang for your buck. I think it's probably more valuable than gold, to be honest. It certainly would be if there's an EMP attack or something. But yeah, it's readily available. And get some and then share it with your friends. The best way to find out is get several bottles and just give it to people that are sick. If they will. Oh, and let me mention the Universal Antidote. It is a documentary done by Jeff. It's very well done. Share that with all your friends and tell everybody out there. Y'all watch that. And then when you get intrigued and see what it is, give it a shot. You'll never, ever regret it.
So they can actually buy it already made from Etsy, or that's just where they have they're buying the ingredients?
Yeah, no. It's two bottles. You know that. It's two bottles, part A, part B. You use equal drops of each, let it activate, put it in some water, and just sip on it. And there's tons of information on, like, my website, clo2.tv, but there's that Telegram station, Telegram thing, chlorine dioxide testimonies. And they're right now, there's 500 people on there, every one of them willing to help you. I'm telling you,
perfect.
This is a movement of God, and we're going to destroy the deep state. They can't stand this. This destroys them because we don't need any of their garbage anymore.
Yeah. So then they don't have the power, they don't have the money, and then they don't have the brainwashing, the corruption of the people, and the complete manipulation. So that's what needs to happen. So yeah, be careful where you spend your money, peeps, and where your money is, right? Bank account do you have? I think that's what people forget about. That's another big one too.
Yeah, and start watching, all your people out there, start watching Brighteon TV. There's some wonderful people on there. Lawyer Tom Renz, he's got a show on there. Clay Clark, Stu Peters. And Vandersteel. Everybody that's anybody has a show on there. And it's live from 9 in the morning Eastern to 10 o'clock at night. And there's wonderful people all day long. And it's where people need to go, turn off regular TV, watch alternative stuff. and then God's going to bless everybody. Well, if we read the Bible, if we get to know him.
100% agreed. I was guest hosting today on the, I kicked off the show, the morning today at 6 a.m. with Dr. John Diamond's show, and then yesterday, Dr. Alan Keyes. So thank you for allowing me to have that opportunity, Bob. Because I know you had you must have given some sort of thumbs up that would got me I passed the test at some point.
Hey,
but it was awesome.
I wish
and,
I could
everyone,
say. I wish
you're
I
not
could
take
say
any
yes
for that.
I wish I could say yes and earn favor with you, but actually I didn't even know that, or I might have watched that because I love John Diamond and of course Alan Keyes, you know. But I love John. He's a very, 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 he's a theologian. He's well-trained in all this, but he's not a professional Christian like a lot of them. He's born again. He's a great man.
Yeah, he's filming a documentary today. That's where he's at. He's out of town doing that. I'll send you the links to both shows because it's really interesting. We had a good time on both of them. And everybody there is great. The shows are great. All the people that you just mentioned, they've all been on my shows here, which is great too. And then all of their shows are listed, including Brighteon TV. If you forget what name of it is, it's on our Must Listen To page on our Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can always find all of those great shows. Everything is there. And we're going to make sure that we put a special link to Bob's show on there because he's now a partner on our platform. So, Bob, give your website one more time, would you?
It's clo2.tv. We don't sell anything. We're not into making money. We're into giving people free health. And that's important that you follow the money. We've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in ministry in Uganda and around the world. I ordered 3 tons of this stuff to take to Uganda. So, but anyway, it's so much fun to be able to be a blessing to other people. So God bless each and every one of y'all. And thank you again for the opportunity to be on your show.
Oh, you're a fabulous guest. You're very welcome, and welcome to our Patriotic Purpose Driven Resource Platform. We're gonna put Bob throughout the different pages that are applicable to him, so you can find him easily. And I would love to have you come back on, and I will get that coordinated with you. So you have a fabulous weekend, my friend, and keep up the great work. You're a good man. You're a good faith freedom fighter. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
All right, and thank you again. And we love you and all your people. My phone number is on that clo2.tv website if anybody's interested. I love talking to people and trying to help people. God bless each and every one of y'all.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you hopefully in the next month or so. I'm sure we will be in touch. So another great patriot, freedom fighter, God-loving man, everybody. So that's go check out his website. Go check out his show on Thursdays over at brighteon.tv. And, you know, go get the chlorine dioxide and start give it a try. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose. I'm going to actually put it on our COVID facts tab. I'm going to put a banner, and I'm going to check out the things that are on his website, see where I should actually go to, or maybe we'll make it go to the Telegram account so that way you can have the testimonials, but we'll put his information on there also so that way you can easily find it, and we're going to put it under the COVID treatments page, right, because you've got your COVID treatments. And that's the other thing real quick that I wanted to just share with everybody that they needed a reminder, or maybe it's the first time they listen. On our COVID facts tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I have a COVID facts tab. So you can go to the COVID facts tab, and then there's multiple pages on there, right? This is where your information is and all of your resources for everything that you need for this COVID journey that we're on. Let's just call it that. You know, we know it as a political propaganda pandemic. But I encourage you to get it. You know, you want to do the chlorine dioxide because you got to give that a try. But as we've been talking about, and even Bob was saying that Dr. Stella Emanuel was talking about HCQ and ivermectin, you need to get your supply of that now because you can use that as a prophylactic, right? So you can do that, just so you have it, do the prophylactic with the chlorine dioxide. So you have multiple options. But you should have a supply of it anyway. It's very inexpensive. Dr. Brian Artis has come on the show, talked about it. Dr. Pam Popper has talked about it. Dr. Christiane Northrup has talked about it. Dr. Larry Pilevsky has talked about it. All of the doctors have mentioned it. So what I did is I'll just give you the pages. So this way you can go get your – because it takes a week or two by the time you get a telemed appointment and you order. Sometimes it's local pharmacies. A lot of the times it's sent in the mail. So then you just want to make sure you have your supply. The protocol, the different protocols for that is on there. Dr. Brian Artis's protocol. You've got Zeb Salenko's. You got FLCCCC, I believe it is. My Free Doctors, you name it. Everybody that has the information, not to mention the resources to get the appointments, they're all on this page. So they're on this COVID facts tab. So you're going to have your interviews that we've done with doctors, experts, and common sense people. That's COVID and the Great Reset. And we're putting those on there. And then you've got another page with treatments, medications, therapeutics, protocols, telemedicine. If you want an in-person doctor visit, the supplements. All of the information is on there. And then the COVID vaccines page, that's going to get you to your VAERS report and a couple other places. If you're looking for the exemptions, the code for the vaccines or the non-vaccine rather, the tests for masks, multiple people, multiple resources, and of course anybody that has been on the show and we've done an interview with them, to the right of the banner that will get you to their website that has all the information, you have the show. So the show is listed. So you can listen to the show. You can get the instructions. You can find out what the hell the person's talking about. And then you can go ahead and either buy something that you need or get the forms or get the resources or make the appointments, whatever. The next one is a job board, a job listing and resume posting for employers that do not require the vaccine mandate. So a non-vaccine, no mandate, right? Those are the ones, those are the companies that you want to work for, but you also want to support. So go check that out. There's like five or six different websites that are listed on there. And of course, another page that is the Patriotic Legal Defense Fund and representation for fighting for freedom. And that's all different attorneys and legal firms. So you have the resources there to get yourself prepared. And then if you need to engage in anything, you have got everything right there in the COVID facts tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And really quick, well, I'm going to wrap it up here because we're at 2:30. We were supposed to not go past the 2 o'clock mark, but been a little bit longer. And it's an important time period. I just want to get the information out there. You need to be prepared and you need to, what did we say? We're going to start the day. We're going to get up out 1 hour every morning. Now he wants you to read the Bible for an hour. I'm just saying, You're gonna cut that down. You're gonna work up to the hour, but I want you to get up an hour early every day, and during that time period, you're gonna take action, right? You're taking action. Take action. BLC. The B is business. The L is life. The C is community. So you're gonna be doing things to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And all those resources, if you go to the Take Action tab, there's multiple pages in there for all this information. And that's just guests on our shows. It's resources outside the shows that are on this platform. It's like must follow and join groups. And I suggest you get involved with a couple local groups. There might be a national organization or national group, but they have local chapters. And then there's a lot of local organizations, especially here in Arizona, that are on there. So you need to go join a couple and get active in them, right? You're going to end up making friends. And we've had this conversation before, and I use the analogy because you wonder, well, you know, it takes away from me doing business, and I need to be spending my time working. Yeah, but when you're around like-minded people and you're doing other things besides just networking for business, and you're getting involved in the community at whatever level, whether it's volunteering or you're dealing with those school indoctrination or the mask mandates, or you're starting to do like a canvassing like they're doing down in Florida Defend Our Union, you're going to make new friends. So not only are you going to have friends from a social level, you're going to end up probably getting some really great business relationships because people want to work with like-minded people who support their same values and beliefs. That's what it's all about. It's those collaboration relationships and partnerships, right? So you're going to probably pick up some business without realizing you're picking up business because you're around the same people that want to support the same people. So it's not going to take away from the time that you could be working. I mean, you're helping fix the problem. You're getting more engaged with the community. You're getting to know other people that are out there. It's going to be good overall. right? So think of it that way, and reposition the way that you think about a lot of stuff. At the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. You've been lied about everything. Elected elites in every single position of government hate you, and they hate this country, right? Because if there was people out there that really were on your side, you'd be hearing about them. You got MTG, which she's pretty vocal, and you have maybe one or two others, but she's pretty much the only one that jumped in my head. But there's still some things that I would like to see more of her from. But you know, you can't ask somebody to be 100%. So I'll take the high 90s, right, with her, so I'm good to go there. But a lot of them, we went over it early today, 135 finalist Republicans signed that they were in favor of the red flag bill, which is an opportunity to take guns away from ex-military. Coming for your guns. There you go. So those people, they shouldn't have a job in representing anybody, right? And then you've got the 49, same, most of them are same spineless Republicans that voted for the continuing resolution that gives over $6 billion for Afghans. Did you get any of that money? Did you get any? Did you get free health care? Did you get a somebody to pay for your driver's license? Did you get housing? And did you get any of that stuff? Did you get any? Well, did you get welfare? Did you get that from the government? No, no, no. You've got quote unquote refugees, military age men. Age 18 to 29, primarily, that's what's been coming over from Afghanistan. Those guys got that, right? So if anyone that thinks that that's a good idea, literally hate you. They hate you and they hate the country. So accept it for what it is. Don't say, well, you know, they had to negotiate. There was other parts of the bill that were really good. They needed to keep the government open because, God forbid, we should shut it down. That's all lies. That's all lies. Anything that comes out of the government is 100% bad. 99% of the politicians are bad, and they only care about themselves, and they don't care about you, the American people, and they certainly don't care about this country. So these are the things that you need to accept as fact, and then you can move on to the next. We got to stop asking why and start asking what's next. Don't ask why. What happened in Afghanistan happened. We know why. It was part of the plan. They wanted it to play out just like that. No reason to wonder. They hate this country. They want to destroy it. Boom. There you go. Now, the question is, what's next? We don't need to look at Arizona, like Jason was saying. We don't need to analyze the election fraud here in Arizona. We already know there was tons of it. We knew it on November 3rd when they announced the Fox News, the traitors over at Fox News announced that Arizona won like 5 minutes after we started voting. And then all these cities and states magically shut down. Like that's never happened. I'm 48. I've been paying attention since I started voting when I was 18. Was it 18 or 21? 18. I think it was 18. It's 18. That's never happened. Kind of knew there was something shady right then and there. There's a lot of information out there to prove it, not to mention me, the audit. So it's not a matter. We don't need to analyze it. It's happened. Now what? What are you guys going to do? What are you going to do? What's the Senate going to do? What is the House going to do? That was 2 weeks ago. All I hear is crickets, and I don't have my cricket sound effects on here, or do I? Yeah, this is all I hear from Arizona. So, they should be shouting from the rooftops every single day because it needs to be every day, right? That's how they should start their mornings. And where's that? Where are those people? That's what I want to know. What's going on? So, yes, I accept the facts that that is what is going on in this world. So get involved and go local and find the people that actually do care about this country. And let's do what we can. That's all I can say at this point. But we want to finish the rest of the month, or the rest of the month. We want to kick it off. This is Omnipotent October. And I didn't give you a business tip, but I'm going to repeat the business tip from last week. And I'm not going to do the promo thing. I'm not going to play it. Just go check it out, promosforapurpose.com. And I just wanted to give you your business tip to start the month off. And you're going to contact, I want you to pick up the phone. I've been on the phone literally for the past month and a half, and I can't explain to you how much things have been happening, activity, new clients, collaborations, relationships being developed, ones that have actually been cultivated even deeper because I picked up the phone. Stop living in the virtual world. If you can't go meet people in person, literally pick up the phone. It changes everything. Rather than emailing back and forth, blah, 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 you know, or texting, pick up the phone, spend 2 hours a day dialing for dollars, dialing for relationships, dialing for collaboration. You're going to kick off Omnipotent October. Omnipotent, for those of you, I'm going to save you the time of looking it up. Having unlimited power, able to do anything, and you can do that, right? So that's what I want you to do. And this is something good for everybody. And before you pick up the phone or call them, I want you to grab your pen and paper, and hopefully your common sense cap is on. You've never taken it off, and I want to make you need to make a list of why you're the best at what you do, what makes you unique, and why should someone hire you. There you go. And then pick up that phone and go make some new friends and do that 2 hours a day. And then you're going to wake up an hour early. You're going to do something for your business, something for your life and your community. That's Take Action BLC. And don't forget to pray. You're going to plan and you're going to take action. That's your day. You need to get into a routine where this happens every single day, right? Every single day. It needs to be a routine. And go check out the 255 episodes on our platform. There's 261 partners. There's 660, how many I have now? 622 segments of this live show. And this live show is easily found. It's on all the social media, it's all on the podcast players, right? So, and all of those are listed on our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And you just go to the Take Action tab, you go to the Episodes tab, you go to the COVID Facts tab. Just look at the drop-down list, and then you're going to get on those pages and scroll, and all of the episodes are listed on our Purpose-Driven Partners page. And you'll be able to see the photo, the title. You'll be able to see the names of the people. You'll be able to see the topics, obviously. And then you'll be able to click on their business name, and it'll be in blue, and then it'll get you to their websites too. But there's tons of other resources on there, so go check it out. I highly encourage you to do that and put your plan together. It's October, November, and December. 3 months left at the end of the year. It is literally crunch time in this country. And what you can do, since I have been touting that it's patriotic year, that you need to get some patriotic gear, why don't you head on over to our marketplace, and then I'm wrapping up, it's 2:41. Head over to our marketplace. The marketplace is, I put the marketplace together to give back to the community. I wanted people to be able to buy products and services they normally do, but then have a donation created based on the amount of money that they're spending, right? A percentage of that. So people didn't have to keep making donations, because sometimes we get donor fatigue, right? Because then, like, say the organization's raising money and they're asking for a donation. You're like, oh, I don't want to have to give another donation. I just did. So I figured, hey, why don't you set up a marketplace where people go buy the products and services they normally do, or at least set in maybe a different brand of some sort. Then once they did buy, 2 to 20% of their total purchase is then donated to our nonprofit partners and groups supporting vets, pets, kids, and freedom. That's pets, kids, and freedom. And we were talking with Tammy Girl and her group. We've added them on, but we're now waiting. I was waiting for them to actually give me the official approval. She threw me off guard today. I was like, oops. So that's good. So they're going to be on board. I'm glad. I know that they were waiting, because you got to ask your board. You got to ask your board. So when she said that they were good to go, I'm very excited about that. We're pushing that hard. And then it also helps support our platform, because this thing is expensive to run, and we need to make sure that that thing is in, this is in motion, because it's going to give you the information that you need to, that you need for everything in your life, really everything. Is that we talk about on the show. And of course we want to make sure that you've got these resources, and they're always free. We don't want to charge you for this content. There's hundreds of thousands of dollars of content on this platform, and want to make sure that we keep it free. So rather than asking for donations, we want to make sure that you spend your hard-earned money and you get something in return. So the marketplace, 57 well-known websites and brands then just head on over there, check it out. There's tons. There's for every possible category that you can imagine. And of course, my favorite is the Patriotic Gear page. So go check that out. There's the, all the pages are up on the top, and in the tab, you'll see all the different categories. So go buy some hats. Go so buy, I'll put a flag. Why not? That's that we should have a flag challenge. Everybody needs to have a flag in their front yard. I would love for you to have it in the back, but I'll take what I can get on the front. I think I'm the only person in my neighborhood that has a flag in their front yard. It's horrible. It's been up there since the day that I moved in, right? And I have one in the back, too. That's been out there. Well, we've had to change the flags because the you know, sun and the wind, and they get a little ripped. But there's never been a moment where there wasn't a flag in the front or the back. And I've lived here so 17 years? I think it's 17. Yeah, 17. Oh, my God. 17. That's an interesting number, 17. I wonder what 17 means. It sounds familiar, 17. So, actually, it's those 17 is how many seconds you need to manifest in order for something to come to fruition. 17 seconds, that's part of it too. But anyway, go check out the Marketplace tab. That would be awesome. And of course, remember our big sponsor, that's part of that, a big partner of ours is MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You can just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, Big Mike over there. He is donating 20% to our groups. And then he also gives a little bit to us, which is great too, so we can keep this platform alive. We can keep the information free. We don't want to have to start charging everybody. And remember, go to us. You can just use the promo code HOME over at MyPillow.com. Great products. They've got sheets. They've got towels. They've got those slippers. They've got the pillow. They got 110 different products. So we're working on a few things with MyPillow and the Lindell TV and Frank's Speech. So hopefully those things, say a little prayer. Would you say a little prayer, everybody, that that works out? Because that would be awesome. It would be awesome for you guys. It would be awesome for all of you. So again, I appreciate everybody listening, all the downloads, all the live listeners. It's been wonderful. The numbers that I get to see are great. We have some a lot of amazing things planned. So I just again, if you can join the newsletter, that would be great. Just because social media is plus is not our friend on the LinkedIn and the Twitter and of course the Facebook. Facebook hates us. I can't even stream on there now. Yeah, it's not even going through. But we're streaming live on Rumble, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. But I got to take that down in Cloud Hub. So we're gonna work on the other alternative platforms. So join us over there. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when it's going to happen to you. That's just how this whole thing pans out. So go have a great weekend. Go renew your faith this weekend and make your lists and put your plan together and reach out to your peeps. Get your business going. Get it growing and growing. And remember that this is the next 31 days. It's make it or break it. So get your health in order, get your protection on, be proactive in your business and your life and your community, and let's do this together. Let's do it all together. So special thank you to all of our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their own shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Join us on Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. 5 guest 7-minute segments, and on Monday, Dr. Alan Keyes will be joining me at the 1 p.m. mark in my soap box, my special soap box, and I think we're going to give him a lot of time because he has been doing a lot of these live events and just on fire, and I was looking forward to spending time with him yesterday, but that's all right. I'll guest host, so thank him very much. Thank you. So I was telling Bob, thank you so much for letting me do that over at IMTV and Brighteon.tv. So it's been, I'm telling you, it's been a week, and it's going to be one big weekend. Oh, tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific time, I'm going to be joining Reverend Ed. Reverend Ed comes on once a month on our platform. Love that guy. I'm going to be a guest on his show, which is at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. You can go to the JernRadio.com. Oh gosh, I screwed up the website. Yeah, Daryl just changed it, but it's an Ed's. I don't have the window up for Ed's Facebook page. But just go over to Ed Broderick, Ed Broderick. And because I can't stream it on my page, but I'll post something on there. But then go ahead and tune into that. And then you can watch, listen from the Jern Radio Network. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun show tonight. And then tune in Monday to the show again. And, yeah, we've got a lot of great things happening. We just need a little bit of time, everybody. And boom, this thing's going to be huge, huge. But get yourself in order in every aspect of your life. You can go get a little fresh air, do a little exercise. That'll help you tremendously. And do not take the non-vaccine. And for anybody that has taken it, try the chlorine dioxide and the other treatments and being proactive. Dr. Brian Artis did a great show. And his show at the 1 p.m. hour mark on Monday, which is episode 254, was literally a home run. If everybody listened to that show, the temperature, the environment, the language, and the content, and what people are putting in their heads about truth versus lies, about everything coronavirus, would change. That powerful of an episode. I think it's one of the best ones he's done. Maybe a little bit to admit with me. I'll take a little bit of credit, but really he was a superstar of all the presentations and interviews that I've done. He just wraps it all up in a nice little bow, and everything is in that show, episode 254. So share that, share the show, share this platform with your friends, your family, your clients, and let's literally come together. Don't be hoodwinked by the false authorities, and stop giving your money to basically anybody at this point, unless you have thoroughly vetted a nonprofit organization. I'd even hold back on the politicians for now to see what happens in the next couple months, and hold on to your cash. Yeah, you might need it, right? But anyway, think bigger picture. Think bigger picture. Get yourself out of those blinders. Things are changing. And a lot of nefarious characters that you thought were on your side, and they're not. So accept that. Accept that for what it is. And we're in a different reality than we've ever thought before. And it's time to really get awakened, really get awakened, and pull out that Bible, start reading that. Start with the Gospel of John. That's what the advice was from Bob Sisson. So I think you're awake. If you're still listening, thank you so much. Sorry that I rambled so much today. I didn't mean to go over as much as I did. I say that every time, but I've really got to get back on track with this two-hour deal. And go take action on what we shared today. Go have a great weekend, a great day, because you deserve it. Thank you so much for listening. Well, God bless the USA. Talk to you on Monday.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.